following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre!
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Good evening. Sorry for the late start, but I'm finally on 9:58, so pretty much the
before 10. That's good. Whoa.
All right.
I think is this thing up?
No. The no one can hear that. And we were on mute.
Why do we sound weird?
It's one of the other guys on Gizmo. Milkman, what's up, man?
What up,
hey,
Milk?
Thing, man.
We're here with Milkman. Of course, Andy's here in the studio with
yep.
me. And what else is going on, Milkman? Is there anything I need to announce right now?
Hey, yeah, let's do a quick shout out, man. We've got a birthday in the house tonight. One of the one of our VIPs here at PCU. Let's give a big birthday shout out. Happy 24th birthday to Brendan Vegas.
Oh, Brendan Vegas' birthday, huh?
24.
Okay, 20. Oh, all right.
Damn, he's older than me now.
He's got 1 year left until it's all over. That's what I think. Is that at 25?
You hit the wall at 24. Actually.
Yeah, well, do you, what the hell is that? Are you hearing that, Milkman?
Milkman, do you hear that?
Milkman.
I hear you guys fine.
Okay.
I heard just a quick echo, and then...
Yeah, what do you think that's from, Milkman?
This is a quick echo coming through.
We don't like that.
I'm not hearing it now.
No, it's all right. We'll double check it. But anyway, everybody, so it's Brendan... happy birthday to Brendan Vegas, of course. Just a little applause for him.
Yay,
I gotta get better with my sound effects. That took me too long to set up.
Yeah, what?
Like, whoa. You see? That's some shit right there.
Is it maybe going to your... Do you have those both those mics set up? Or?
No. Just this one. This one is only the only one.
What about... Is it going to here?
This one goes towards the couch for when Athena gets here.
Yeah.
This one is me.
Okay.
And this one is you.
And testicles, 1, 2. Testicles, 1,
why
two.
Isn't it working right?
Oh, you see? It's like talk back. That's so fucked up, man. God damn it. Anyway, well, hey, thank you, everybody, for joining. I see Zolar's in the chat room. What's
Am
up,
Am I here on the air with you?
And you're here on the air with us. So everybody
hey,
who didn't know...
Hey, stuck in there on me. I thought I heard it beep. What are you saying, man?
Yeah, what's up, everybody? We have... what's up, everybody? Everybody, we have Zolar on the line. Who will coincidentally enough also be on tomorrow. Let me... I just opt you in the chat room. There's Zolar, by the way, so...
Yola.
You've got the power.
I've been kinged.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, you see... It's Zolar who's messing things up. Zolar, what's going on? You see, Zolar says...
Yeah. Zolar's been taken by...
He has our... Yeah, he's got our conference.
Zolar's been
here.
Turned
that's
into
cool.
A...
here.
Air conditioner. Like, when you pour, what are you talking to?
And it talks back like... Yeah.
Zolar has an air conditioner in his mouth.
Yeah. Zolar, are you on the headphones or are you listening on speakers?
I'm fixing it now as we speak. How's it sound?
It sounds like
better.
100% better. Only
like a true gentleman.
We can barely hear you. Andy, this is all the weed we have tonight.
That's not
bring
good.
Your audio up and kill your encoders, Zolar.
It's Reggie, too.
Yeah, we have nasty regs here tonight to smoke because, I don't know. Andy, what's going on? Is there a drought in town now?
It looks like that.
Really?
And I'm broke, too.
I'm broke, too, man.
This is rent week.
Man.
I just paid rent. So.
Man, I got rent $700-some and I have only have $400 in my
$400 in my bank account.
Whoa. What's the number? Not everybody. Okay. Okay. We cut them off. Someone over there is really coming in bad, so we'll reconnect to Milkman and Zolar as soon as possible. And let me go back to the chat room. And Lonesome is already sending me all the nice numbers as he always does. I wish I could blow this up. Sarah Kinky, hang on. You got to play that wave of Milkman saying yay from a few days ago. Yeah, I don't have that wave of Milkman saying yay. I'm behind, but that was funny as hell. Yeah,
maybe he just said yay?
He said yay on the air like really weird. One moment,
how'd he say it?
He said it like a girl. I don't remember it though. I was really...
Yeah, why did you get that?
I was half asleep. Because I've been waiting on him to send me a copy of this Sunday night show that we did that was like off the wall. Zolar did a show with Reclude, who will be starting a Tuesday night show. Everybody, if you didn't know, Tuesday night's, what is it? Reclude's Tuesday night hand release. I think that's the name of it, yeah. Reclude's Tuesday night hand release. I don't know what time he's starting, but he's going to start next week, Tuesday night, here on PCU, where you're listening to us. He's a longtime listener to PCU, and he's a regular caller to the show you're listening to now, which is The Madhouse. If you're out there listening, be sure to visit madhouselive.com. I promise a good update to the site this weekend. I'll have the archives for the last two episodes. I'll try to get the Sunday night show that we had the other night that everybody seemed to love. A lot of people said that was the best show ever on PCU, so we need to get that out. Milkman is busy trying to edit that because there were a lot of audio problems that night, but it was still a good show. Much like tonight, exactly. Let's try to get them back on the line. Watch this fail miserably here, everybody. Normally, we'd be all set up, ready to go by now, but since I decided to take my sweet time starting, and I apologize, we're not.
Call each other back.
Yeah, I don't have that wave of Milkman saying yay. I'm behind. Uh-huh. That was funny.
See? Maybe he just said yay?
He said yay on the air. One of them has got the, one of you guys has the is playing the stream, apparently. They're, like, really way behind. They got to cut that stream out. Hang on. Let's try again.
Hello.
Hello.
Milkman.
What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, here you go. All right, good. Zolar quit? Zolar got out.
Nah, he's coming back, but I told him to kill his stream audio.
Yeah, that's that thing that's one.
That's
one,
what it is, yeah.
The problem. Okay.
He's getting things patched back up. He hasn't heard it yet.
Okay.
But Zolar, whenever you hear it on delay, make sure your stream audio is off and come back.
Exactly, yeah. As soon as Zolar... Yeah. Oh, he's got it.
Yes.
He's got it, yeah. You know, he tried to send this to me already before this file, and I wasn't able to get it. I was busy doing work stuff. What?
Hey, shout out. Prank Master in the house. Hey, what are you saying, man?
Well, he's in the chat room.
Prank Master, join the chat room. Yeah, hi.
Dude, well, good.
Hey, Prank Master.
Welcome.
How's it going?
I don't...
That's not Prank Master. That is not Prank Master, man. Who is that?
Oh, it says... I don't know. It says Prank Master has joined PCU.
He wouldn't. That's not him. That's at his IP, man. That's Davila. Whoever Davila was that was in there a second ago. That's that dude again.
Oh, well, maybe so.
Someone's messing with us. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well. Anyway, it's not Prank Master.
It's not that hard to trick, Will, man.
Yeah. God damn it.
No man's vulnerable.
Oh my God. Magic's real.
He must have not registered his nick because our mine's registered, so you couldn't log mine.
That's the only good number I got right now. Well, the BE. Oh, the town marketing conference. Shit, it's done.
We forgot about that.
Oh my God, that's the whole premise for the show. Yay!
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, rewind it. There it was. Rewind a little bit.
You're gonna go back for one.
Oh my God, that's the whole premise for the show. Yay! It's one o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, that's that spark you saved for me. Yeah.
WC Fields will sound cynical.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Just saying it.
Fabulous.
No, I heard you. You were like, yay. Zolar, be sure to get me that Milkman saying yay like that and send it to me so I can
Yeah, we don't
I'll
sound
isolate
that,
that and send it to you.
Please.
Oh, I heard it.
All right, well, that's a very bad sounding version of it, though. I wonder, does the whole thing sound like that? Zolar, is that what? Zolar, Milkman, is that what came out of that? Those archives that we pulled from that show?
I don't know where that came from. I think he ripped it on Audacity, and that, like I said, I'm completing the second half. The first half, you already listened to it, right? It sounded pretty good, right?
Yeah, I heard the first half. The second half is what I want to hear.
Yeah, well, the second half is what's taking a lot of time because the audio levels were down, but it'll sound perfect once it's done.
Okay.
So that's why it's taking just a little bit longer because I'm using Audacity to have to do my editing because my Sonar 5 has not come in yet.
Okay. So, all right. No big deal.
All
right, so you
it'll be perfect though.
This is a program.
Yeah,
that you
I mean your levels are up there. You know, anybody that talks, it's too hot. They're down.
Okay.
So I'm just manually going through and fixing away. This sounds good.
All right. Just checking the phone lines here, and they sound pretty well. Well, speaking of phone lines, let me give out the toll-free number for everybody. That's 888-278-8509. Once again, you can reach us at 888-278-8509. Is that hitting at all?
I believe it's clogged.
You know, I tried to unclog that, but it couldn't. I don't know.
You're not that good at this kind of stuff, though.
No, I'm not good at that kind of stuff. Oh, now you're
going to enter
my
Look.
What? What's wrong with it? What?
You got to look before
you
put shit in there.
It's clogged. Holy shit. We'll fix it. You know what to do.
I don't know if this is a very good bowl.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I just got my stream ripper just started now.
Okay. All right. So we're recording as of now then. Okay.
Yeah, now. Because before, what happened was, I've got a bunch of external drives, and it's pointing at a drive I don't have plugged in.
Okay.
So I had to change the shortcut, and now it's working fine. So.
All right, well, good to hear, buddy. All right, well, Zolar, when you get a chance, join back in. We want to have you on. Zolar, don't take it hard on yourself. He's in the chat room now saying, my fault, and all that. Who cares? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he says, hold on, I'll be back.
Let's blame someone else.
Yeah, let's blame Jupe. What's up, Jupe? And Jupe, man, God bless Jupe, because every time he tries to call in, he gets hung up on with something. But hopefully tonight we get
Wait a minute. It could be Brandon Vegas, too, you see, because it's his birthday, so y'all give him a spanking. Make sure he enjoys his birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
Birthday boy, Brandon Vegas.
Brandon Vegas with the birthday. All right, well, let's stop dwelling on that. Let's try to make some calls here. That's what everybody's here for.
Hey, that sounds good.
We've got Lonesome Loser, as always. Thank you very much, who always provides so much for us. I've got Sarah Kinkey. Got an Oscar Wiener.
He's not in the chat.
Yeah, he's in the chat. Yeah, he's in the chat.
Okay, now he is. Okay.
Dick Staines, Marlene, and Marlene Killa. What's the name of that show? Kirby Enthusiasm. What was the name of that rapper?
Cole
Killer, something like that.
I don't remember.
Nassau, New York. Are they in the Jamaicas in Nassau, New York? I fucking hate this shit, man. I gotta get this phone worked up.
Can you answer it?
What the hell?
Hello?
Okay. Alright, that must have been the battery dying.
That's the battery dying?
Yeah, see, the battery's dying.
Why wouldn't you have the battery charged?
Well, don't worry, I got a
battery. Got extra batteries.
I got extra batteries. That's the crappy battery that doesn't hold the charge, so that's why. But this Radio Shack battery here has been charging all day. That's not weird about that.
Hello.
You're on the madhouse. Hello.
Yes, hey. I got the place in order.
What's up,
man? I wanted to talk to you about this this video I saw.
Yeah, you saw a video, huh?
I saw this video. It's got this two-headed midget, and they were like in a kiddie pool full of Jell-O fucking shemales.
Is that Lego?
That sounds fucking hot, man. Really? What kind of was it? Grape Jell-O?
I got it from this Indian guy. This guy Gandhi G.
Gandhi G. Okay.
Yeah.
And is he a purveyor of porn, or, I mean, what? What's
No, he's some 7-Eleven guy, man. What do you think? He's fucking Indian. What do you think they do?
Behind the counter?
Yeah, man. It was, like, under the counter.
Under the counter. That's even better.
So, anyway, I want to put this thing up on your website.
All right, well.
You know, I want to try and sell it to the government.
How hot is, I mean, is there...
She's a pig.
Yeah, good. Well, that's, this guy's,
I mean. Two-headed midget. She's a two-headed midget, dude.
Okay, all right. What about the money shot?
How could that be?
How good is the money shot? Is it right on
the shemales? The shemales are good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with shemales is they got, like, cocks the size of thimbles, you know? I don't fucking know.
I guess you can run with that one. I mean, I'm not the expert on shemales, but...
That's not what I've heard.
I'm pretty good with shemales. I mean, you know, I like shemales. I mean, I'm not, like, into it sexually, but I just think they're funny as hell.
You
know what? I'd let a shemale blow me. Fuck it. You know, I'm a man. I don't care.
Well, holes
if
a hole.
If she was hot, looked like a chick, if she looked like Pam,
well, see, I actually
wouldn't let it blow you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, a hole's a hole. It doesn't matter. Andy, you were
talking about
The guy who we could have had on the interview about the police shooting.
Yeah.
He had his dick sucked by a shemale before, so we would have had a lot of things. No, I'm serious.
Luby had his.
No,
dick
not Luby.
No.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
By a shemale.
That's what I heard.
Oh, who's the dude that got his dick sucked at Daytona Beach on the beach? Did some black person?
No, that was my friend. That was probably also a shemale.
Okay.
That happened on Tampa. My friend Gary, he went out there and he just got laid off his job, so they gave him like $2,000 severance money.
Right.
So he bought a bunch of drugs and he went to Tampa, and he was on the beach for late at night. And he was all fucked up, and his woman in a van pulled over. And it was like a tall black woman who was real thin, and she gave him a blowjob, and she took a picture of his dick. And it was like 4 in the morning. I was like, that was a dude.
At 4 in the morning?
Yeah,
no,
chicks don't do that. That was a dude. He's like,
know what it is with shemales, though. Shemales just, you know, they take those steroids in there, and their fucking cocks shrivel up into a little piece of fucking roast fried pork that don't even make it off the end of the fork, you know?
What the hell?
I don't know why that happens to them.
Do you frequent Miami? Or I mean, I'm showing you.
Yeah, you should go to Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
That's where you should be.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know where the fuck I'm from. You know, it's whatever it is, I'm looking to get an HBO special, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys would back me.
Yeah, we'll back you 100%. I mean, you're really into the she-male stuff, though.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do a whole HBO series on she-males, you know? Whatever. We could do she-males and two-headed midgets and prank calls. I think that's a whole new kind of thing.
We could have she-males kick Milkman in the nuts over and over again.
Yeah, she-males.
Hey, you know, I think they had a group, didn't they?
So, what the fuck are you fucking guys doing?
Us.
Are we going to get some good shit tonight or what?
Well,
yeah, we're thinking about Dixie Chicks. Milkman just throws stuff
in. The Dixie Chicks.
What are we in store for?
We're thinking about, we're planning a trip to Canada. Actually, to be honest with you, no.
Oh, fuck, can you sing the Canada National Anthem?
Yeah, oh, Canada.
Our home and native
something
land.
Like that.
My home and sacred land.
Native land. Oh, we stand on guard for
hockey
the...
Hockey pucks galore.
Yeah. Whatever, you know, I like those Canadians. They're freaks. I don't know if they're into the she-males and midgets, but, you know, I heard they like Indian men over there.
All right, well, I like that. They like pissing videos there a lot, apparently.
Oh, yeah. See, now, here's the problem with pissing videos, you know?
Yeah.
Does this, you ever see that guy Max Hardcore?
No. Should I?
Oh, my God, dude. Go to Max Hardcore. Check out Max Hardcore on the web.
Oh, yeah, okay. The guy who... Yeah. All right, I know who you're talking about.
Max Hardcore, man, he fucking, like, pisses in chicks' mouths. And he makes them eat, like, salad and then makes them, like, throw up on them. It's great. It's like really...
Yeah, wow.
See?
I'm sorry.
I like the freaky shit like that. I could see porn all day long, but I want to, you know... There's this website also. I'll send you guys the link. It has chicks just bending over and farting in other chicks' faces.
Nice.
You see that one?
No.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a whole new fetish. I think it's called fart faces.
You know who invented that was Milkman.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do a whole, like, we could do this whole thing on HBO. We could propose a show to them and, like, just fucking bury that real sex show in the fucking toilet.
Well, I'm sure they've done it. They have a bunch of weird... off-the-wall sexual documentaries and stuff. I wouldn't doubt it that they've had something like that already. I don't know. So what exactly are you calling from, and with whom do I have the pleasure?
I'm calling from Long Island. I do a little show myself.
Yeah? All right. Well, what's the name of your show? Would you like to plug your show, or?
I'd like to plug a midget's ass is what I'd like to do. But
right. you sound very sexually frustrated.
Yeah, my show is called Prank the World.
Prank the World. Oh, we're talking to Lego?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's up, Lego? What's up, man?
What's up, my puppy?
Yeah,
Milkman did say that at the beginning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you...
I didn't say...
Carlos was busy bogarting the weed. He wasn't paying attention to his radio show.
I knew you would.
Yeah, well, hey, man, first of all, I want to thank you for providing me with the ability to broadcast, for sure.
Oh, no problem.
Because thanks to your show.
You fucking pull the plug on me.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure we won't. No, you had a great show Tuesday. You were on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, I did. You know what? It wasn't a great show. I was just getting my feet wet. But, you know, I spoke to my original partner, AT the Gimp, and we're going to do, in fact, I'll do a little plug. We're going to do... not this coming Tuesday, because it's the Jewish holidays and I celebrate that shit.
Right.
So we're going to do the 11th, Tuesday the 11th, a week from Tuesday, we're going to bring Prank the World back with AP the Gimp, myself, and James Bond. That was the original show.
All right, cool.
And, you know, you heard AP the Gimp on Monday on the Billy Mira show.
Yeah, I did. I remember.
AP is off, he's totally off the hook, and he gets me going, so the two of us in the studio, you should be in store for a pretty good show.
All right, sounds good. Now, who is it that does the, who speaks like the Jamaican? He's awesome.
That's Great Scott.
Great Scott.
You know, that's my nigga right there.
Yeah, he's great. So he's white though, right? But he does a right, or am I wrong?
He's white. He's like the only white Jewish guy that thinks he's, you know, Jamaican. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, he goes to Jamaica like 2 times a year and stays there for a month at a time just so he could, like, you know,
pick up the dialect,
get his craft together.
I think the BC boys are also white Jewish people.
All you see that guy eating is sugar cane and fucking pineapples.
All right, well, yeah, that'll get the Jamaican in you, that's for sure. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Right on. So you're on, so you're on, of course, on Monday nights with Billy Mira, right? Friends of Bill M.
I'm on with Billy Mira. We broadcast out of my studio. Uh-huh. And then on Tuesday, I don't know if I'm going to do this Tuesday, but definitely the 11th with AP the Gimp and James Bond. And we're gonna try. We're gonna try and bring that back a little bit. Billy, you know, Billy's a pretty funny, fucked up individual himself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if anybody listened to the show, but, you know, I'm in a band. And Billy had come down to see us on, when did he come down? He came down for Saturday night.
Right.
And whatever happened, the next thing I know, he's getting it. Billy's getting in a fight with the bouncer. And then I'm outside, and the fucking police pull up, and his girlfriend is like beating some like bipolar chick. I mean, you know, it's like I love Billy. I take him anywhere, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fucking I remember. Guy. Yeah, I heard this. I heard about that on Monday. So that's why he wasn't on. Well, he came on the show later on, right? He didn't start the show, or at least.
Yeah, he
right?
got there later, and you know, problem. You know, he just takes his sweet fucking time in traffic getting to the show. And,
that sounds
you
know, like
I'll
Carlos.
Yeah. You know, when he got there, I had a pizza for him and all kinds of. Where are you guys out of?
We're in Orlando, Florida, actually.
Oh, because I was going to invite you guys over for the next show.
Oh, that'd be great. Anytime
you're in New York, you know, just hit me up.
Yeah, I was in New York actually in July, and we're me and my girlfriend are planning a trip up there in April, probably April or May, maybe
right.
the spring
well,
break.
When you come up to New York, you let us know, and we'll do a big damn crazy ass show out of here. We'll have hookers and shemales and all kinds of crap. I don't care.
Alright, sounds badass.
Midgets,
most
two-headed midgets.
Most definitely. Alright, most definitely. With Dr. Lego, thank you very much for calling and being on the show that night.
Alright, I'm going
to listen to
you
call.
Guys I'm counting on you tonight. I need to laugh, alright?
Alright, well, Dr. Lego, do you want to go ahead and do a call? I can set you up here. We can put you on the spot.
Sure, put your call. Call right. whoever you want.
Yeah, let me tell you what I have available here. I've got the Boogie Woogie Pizza in Hawaii. We got Anita Shet, Shet, out of New York, close to you. There's some old lady. Old lady answered earlier. We got Dick and Anita Kunz in New York also, and I got an Anita Dollar.
The Boogie Woogie Pizza.
The Boogie Woogie Pizza on.
Fuck.
It's Pahoa, Hawaii.
Pahoa.
Yeah, all right. Pahoa, I guess. Hey, there's an old lady answered there? That's weird. All right, well, we'll check it out. All right, man. Well, everybody, hang on the line.
I always wanted to know what Hawaiian pizza is like.
Well,
and it's called Boogie Woogie Pizza?
Boogie Woogie Pizza, Inc., yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on my show, I call people in Hawaii because over there it's like, it's like 6 p.m. maybe right now, I think, something like that. It's not too late, so.
That's a good idea, man, and as long as you got that Vonage, you don't have to pay for that shit. You know?
Well, we use phone cards, but it's still cheap.
Phone cards, Vonage, I'm with you.
All right. Well, everybody, hang on the line, please. We're going to come back. We'll have Dr. Lego on. Doing a prank call to the Boogie Woogie Pizza Company. I don't know. Pizza Place, I guess, in Hawaii. Be just one moment. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's 10:20 p.m.
Oh.
We're sorry. Due to network difficulties, we cannot complete your call.
That's bullshit.
Please
hang up and try again. Bitch.
She called me bitch.
You son of a bitch.
You bitch.
Bag of bitch.
Some bitch. Fuck boy. All right, let's try one more time, Dr. Blake. Hang on. Maybe we can't. Maybe Hawaii's gone.
Move another number.
I guess so.
Is it even ringing?
No.
What happened?
Sitting here. The business is going to come back and cuss me out again.
Is this working or no?
Hey, faggot, call someone else.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, they got some kind of network problems. I don't know what.
Hawaii's gone.
Hawaii's gone. Apparently, Hawaii's been wiped off the face of the earth. All right, well. Now it's stuck on that. Okay, well, let's try another number. We can try Anita Shet, Shet. You want to try that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Thank you for bearing with my technical problems, and you can't even hear me.
You're current.
No music in the background, or?
Yeah,
5 hours, 10 minutes, 29 seconds.
All right.
Is this still Anita Shet?
Yep. And it's raining. All right.
There we go.
She's in New York, by the way.
63rd.
Okay.
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Mrs. Shet.
Who is speaking, please? Who is speaking?
Is this you?
Who
yeah, my name is... Yeah, hello, this is Murray Katz. I'm with Con Ed. Hello? Anita?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Miss Shet?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Murray Katz from Con Ed. How you doing? Listen, we got a little problem over there. A couple of these little pygmy kittens got into the line, and we're going to have to shut you and the people you know off for a while.
Shut us from
We're going to interrupt the service for a little while, so, you know, it's probably your vibrator. Nothing's going to work. You know?
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
I'm saying a couple of these little pygmy kittens got into the line. You know, like the cat, the mother cat gave birth, popped them out, you know. And we're going to have to shut you down and the people you know around you, so you're not going to have lights or TV or your vibrant, nothing's going to work. You won't be able to shave it, nothing.
Okay.
For about 35 minutes.
Okay.
Can you hang in with us?
When are you going to do that?
We're going to do that in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Other than that, how have you been enjoying your electrical experience? Because I have to tell my boss, I have to take a little survey. They just want to make sure everybody's happy.
I'm monitoring the call right now. I am the boss.
Yeah, I don't have a complaint.
Ma'am,
so you're happy. You're happy then.
Yeah.
Ma'am, this is Jack Valente.
All the stuff. What do you mainly use electricity for? For you? Do you use it for cooking? Or
there,
gas?
I speak over now.
Gas.
Yeah, I got bad gas myself. But I was just wondering, because, you know, sometimes, you know, like when my wife, she plugs in the vibrator, the lights go dim, you know. So, what about you? What up are you doing tonight? Were you watching TV or anything?
I think that there's some problem. If you passed on the message, then that's good enough.
All right, because no, just wanted to make sure that I didn't want to interrupt, you know, what you were doing, because as I said, we're going to have to cut the circuit for a little while because the pygmy kittens got into the line, and, you know, we don't want, you know, last thing we want to do is blow up these little kittens. They'll be all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And then we get bad press.
What else do you need?
All right, so I just need to know, do you shave? Oh, well. What can I tell you?
I guess not.
I try.
They're freaking out on the vibrator.
I think the vibrator.
That's about all you're gonna get out of me tonight.
It was still a good call. She was just very dense. That's all it was, man.
She just was a stupid fucking foreign exchange student. Right. You know.
I'm sorry for trying to step over you too in that call. I apologize.
Not at all. Not at all. I think the boogie woogie pizza would have been good. I had a cool idea for that.
Yeah, and maybe hopefully I get Hawaii to work.
We'll get them next time.
You know what? I can save that number for you. Actually, that's what I'll do.
Nah, you guys go. Enjoy that. Enjoy it. I'm going to be listening, and I'm going to check out what you guys do.
Well, we'll go ahead and call.
And that's it for now, I guess. So I appreciate you having me on.
Right.
And again, you know, you guys rock it out tonight. We'll be listening here, me and Kimmy. And, you know, we'll get some laughs, hopefully.
All right, good deal. Well, I assure you will. Thank you very much for having us and being on the air. And we bid you good luck, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, definitely, man. We'll be in touch. And when
good
you guys
deal.
Come up to New York, you're my guest.
All right, and don't be a stranger down here either. All right, and feel free to call in anytime.
Yeah, if you come down here, you can stay at Carlos's mom's
house.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Have
all
a
right.
good night.
Later.
Take care.
All right, well, that was Dr. Lego, everybody.
Yeah, Dr. Lego in the house.
Yeah, right. Who provides our server space on PCU, and
he gives us our voice.
He gives us our voice. Is that what you call him? Milkman always calls him the voice. He's the voice of PCU. I'm way over modulated right now. Hang on. Yeah. What is it? Your turn.
Ben.
It's all Ash.
It sounds weird, right?
What does? What else?
It's like really loud.
Yeah. I know.
I guess they need that, right? Oh, not
KDK
better.
KDK in the house.
KDK is in the house. Welcome to KDK in the chat room. And everybody else, I haven't said yet, but if you are listening or not in chat, by all means, join us. You know, I don't even know how many listeners. I'm not even monitoring that right now. Okay. Let me clear some shit out of here. Open up. If you want to join the chat room, go to kdkprankcalls.com. Once again, that's kdkprankcalls.com, and you can join the PCU chat, where there are quite a few number of people in there right now. Also, you can try madhouselive.com, and I have links available to the chat room there, as well as all my archived shows, archived calls, news of the site, which hasn't been updated in 3 weeks, but I believe by Friday night at this time, I'll have a pretty substantial update with some archive stuff and some new calls from the show and some new information for y'all. So be sure to check that out tonight if you haven't yet, and keep in taps tomorrow and over the weekend. It'll be updated. All right, enough of that. Milkman, well, he was talking about Crab Grill. Is that what he was talking about at first, you think?
I'm not sure if he's referring to Crab Grill or he just. I think he just had a whole depraved groove going there, man.
Yeah.
He was flowing with it.
Yeah. Well, we thank him for being on. Everybody, be sure to listen to him. Also, I guess he's going to be on the 11th for sure. He said he's going to
definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Tuesdays, maybe. I guess maybe before or with or after Recluse or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that schedule's going to work out, but definitely it's going to be good, especially if we got both of them on Tuesdays. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look out. It's going to be a hot night Tuesday.
Milkman, you're going to have to get extra meth.
Yeah. Yeah, stay up now. Tuesday was just...
Double dose meth Tuesday.
it's cool, man. Just give me that bowl, okay? Okay, man, I'll be all right.
All right, yeah. See, Milkman, I think he's done LSD and shit.
Probably. Milkman seems like a fun guy. Like.
Milkman, were you alive in the 60s? How old were you in the 60s?
Yes, I was born in 1917. I'm going to be 87 years old, and I got a rascal scooter.
Someone's talking some bullshit, I think.
1917.
What?
So slow, but the sound effects.
Booyah!
Booyah! Anyway,
and gong them. Yeah.
We give gongs to people who just, you know.
Don't make money, only study.
Milkman, he gets into this tirade sometimes with the elderly voice. The first time I ever talked to him, he called the show, and he kept talking like an old man. I was like, so who is this? Oh, it's me. I was like, all right, I got to go now. It's like I was trying to do a call with KDK, and he wouldn't stop. It was so funny. I was having a horrible night. Listen to him over there.
That was classy. The beginning of a great tradition.
The 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Hey, there's a number here in New Smyrna, Andy.
Who's that?
New Smyrna. That's close to us. It's about, 45 minutes from here?
Yeah, they're close to the driveway where beat us up.
Yeah, exactly. That's Chester the Molester Pranka. It's Chester Pranka. And we can call him out. We'll say Chester the Molester. Cause
Pranka, that's what they used to say who would get me if I was bad when I was a child.
You know who should call in?
Nobody wants me.
Well, I know someone who could call in and call Chester Pranka. Let's see if he does call in. Is he still? He's not in the chat room.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, that would be cool if Prankmaster were to call in at one point. That would be great. I don't think he'll ever come back to the chat or never call in the show. What do you think, sir? Milkman.
Milkman, what's your opinion?
Yeah.
I think we'll hopefully we'll...
That's wrong, Milkman. You're wrong.
Case. that's all right. I get paid to be wrong, son.
Oh, my God. Milkman, you get paid to... What do you... You run a few networks over there in the Virgin Islands and stuff?
I do... I do computer repairs. And got me a little shop, a little kind of a business, hookup business on the side.
Okay.
And then when I'm not doing that, I'm working in the refinery. I'm a safety manager and NET inspection instructor.
Wow.
All that kind of good.
So you make gas. You work for a company.
Yes, we make gas.
Huh? You guys
make
gas?
It's pretty cool how they do it.
Okay.
Yeah, they take these black beans and they mash them down. And they feed them to a bunch of little midgets.
The boo button.
They stick their asses.
Yeah.
Stick their asses up against the hose, man. They
usually
collect
the boo button available. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Milkman. It's not, we're not feeling it.
This is a tough crowd. Am I at the Apollo?
It's a tough crowd here. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Gone.
He kills. He kills.
Yeah. All right, we got to do calls. Dick Stains. I think I've called Dick Stains before. I'm called Dick Stains in Texas.
He's been on our list. I wonder
he's been
if
on our list for a while.
He's probably like a jaded veteran. Like, you really can't bother him. Like, what? They sure do.
Well, hey, the 99 bottles of beer.
Well, listen here.
Restaurant.
Y'all want to call my cousin. His name's Coxpots.
Coxpots.
Oh, damn. I've been rubbing the wood, too.
The gong is good, right?
Yeah, that was the gong.
The gong is good.
The gong is good.
No, the gong is bad on the gong show, though.
Yeah, but no, it's good on here.
It's good on the madhouse.
I don't know. I think it should be a gong when I hang up on somebody if it was a bad gong. It should be the secret. Whatever. We're rambling off with nothing. 99 bottles of beer in the wall restaurant and pub. in Santa Cruz, California. A Latino guy answered at 10:31. We could try that.
Mila.
Mira. Mila. It's not Mila, man. It's
Mila.
Mira.
Mila.
M-I-R-A. You don't know how to pronounce it.
No, it's Mila. Mila, Mila.
Oh.
No,
Mila.
No, it's not.
Look, look.
Anyway, I gotta find
Mila, Mila, Mila.
He's gonna gong you. You better be careful, Andy.
Yeah. Well, gonging is good, we said already. See, yeah, you're not paying attention, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's a cheer.
All right, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back after this.
Well, I'm in need.
Man, I'm so far away from this mic today. Money, money, money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want money. And I'm getting his headset so it'll connect so we can both talk on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hang on, Bottles, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, how you doing, son of a bitch? Hello?
Nikki the boy.
Hello?
Nikki, what's up?
Oh, this is David. I was just kidding. Sorry.
Yo, let me talk to Nikki.
Hello?
Why are you making fun of Nikki?
This is Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki, what's up? Why are they making fun of you?
Hello?
Some dude was just on the phone and he was making fun of you. He said he was Nikki.
That's alright.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Who are you? Who is this?
This is Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. You're on the air.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Carlito.
Hold on, I can't hear you at all.
God damn it, I'm Carlito.
Alright, who am I talking to?
This is Carlito.
Carlito?
Yes, I'm calling for, you're live on the air on my radio show.
I'm live on your air.
Yes, on the radio show. You listen, you're on Madhouse Radio right now, man.
Right on. What are we doing?
All
right.
Well, my, you need to have a conversation with me, and I want you to tell me what the hell are we going to talk about? Damn it!
What the hell are we going to talk about?
Okay. There,
love
there,
Madhouse Live.
There are three words that I'm thinking. There's one more that I'm thinking of. You get three chances that I'll be asking for calling your place. If you pick it, you will win.
Okay. So we're talking about you calling my place.
Yeah.
And you have three words of mine. If I pick one, I win.
I have one word, and if you get three, you get the three chances, and if you pick it, then you win.
All right, let's do it.
All right, and begin.
Beer.
No.
I don't even get any clues here or anything. I just have to guess the random.
You get two power clues. Would you like to use one of them now?
Yeah, I do.
Power clue, go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead with the power clue. You have 10 seconds left.
I need a clue.
Hurry up. Ask for a clue, yes or no question.
Oh, I'm asking you for a clue. Is it involve my restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, that's my power clue, right?
You have one power clue left, but you must make a guess once again. Guess number
okay,
two.
Okay, I'm just trying to guess the word that has to do with my work.
That's right.
Let's see here.
Yeah,
burger.
No, you're wrong. Oh, you have
not
one.
Doing very good, am I?
No. Would you like to use your last power clue?
I would like to use my last power clue.
That sounds so hot how you say that. Wow. power clue two. Go ahead.
Power clue two. Do I have to... Oh, man, I
it
might
is not a power
it.
Two. You have been disqualified.
I did.
No, it's okay.
Ask her to do a promo.
Yeah.
I did get... Am I disqualified?
No, no, no. Keep going. Go ahead. A yes or no question. You have 10 seconds.
That's what I was going to say. Is it a yes or no question?
Yes.
And you answered it for me.
Yes.
So, next question. Does it involve anybody working here?
No, it does not.
And I only have one more guess left.
That's right. Good luck. You have
Soccer.
You have 52 seconds.
Soccer.
You have 49 seconds.
Soccer.
You have 61 seconds left.
10
seconds left.
Primo. John.
No, the correct answer is cheese.
Cheese.
Yay, cheese.
Cheese?
You cheese. Love cheese.
You love cheese?
I love pizza.
Let me hear you say it. You're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio, and I love cheese.
On DZ?
No, you love cheese.
I love cheese.
I,
and you're listening to the Madhouse
All right, let's try one more time without me talking. You say, you're listening to The Madhouse and I love cheese.
Okay. You're listening to The Madhouse and I love cheese.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for participating.
Yay.
No problem.
Would you like a consolation prize?
I would love a consolation prize.
All right. Well, we'll send it down there to the pizza place.
All right.
Yes. We're gonna send you $5 off admission to the Walt Disney World Wild World of Sports convention, which will be coming to Hawaii in 2008. Yeah!
I'm in!
Yeah! Son of a bitch! Suck my dick!
Have her go to Madhouse Live.
Yes.
And check out her call.
Yes,
later.
Please visit MadhouseLive.com.
MadhouseLive.com. You got it.
.com. Can you say that for me? MadhouseLive.com, please.
MadhouseLive.com.
Great. How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 24.
You're 24? What year were you born? What year were you born?
80.
Does that count?
I'll be 25, turning a quarter century here November 2nd.
Wow, that's what we were talking earlier tonight. That's when it all hits the fan.
We got a 24-year-old in Vegas.
It's all downhill after 25.
Oh, shit, no, it only gets better after 25.
I'm 26 now, and I'm so depressed.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to keep getting richer and more successful and hotter, and life is going to be good.
So you're going to get hotter? You're going to get that surgery?
No, I don't need no stinking surgery.
Yeah, what,
you're going to leave the dick on?
I don't need that. All natural. We're ready to go.
How big are your
25,
breasts?
25, and it's going to be great from there.
How big are your breasts? Is?
Not big enough, but I'm okay with that.
You're going to get that surgery then.
No, it's surgery. I don't need it.
Are you a B?
Am I what?
Are you a B at least?
Yeah.
All right. You're not a C though.
No, borderline.
Right.
Depends.
All right, well, hey, what do you prefer in bed? Do you prefer being on top or what? What would you say?
I don't think I can narrow that down.
You can narrow that down?
I don't think I can.
Oh, really? So you like it all then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Most of it.
Have you ever tried doing it in the shower?
Of course.
Does it work?
The best.
It does not work. That's impossible unless you're an athlete.
I'm sorry, you put the wrong people.
All right, well, look.
Are you double jointed?
Yeah. Are you double jointed?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Nice. What do you prefer?
All sorts of interesting questions.
What kind of underwear do you like to wear? Do you like? Are you a thong kind of girl or what?
Butt floss, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Good. That's great for you. And you're working at and you work at a pizza place?
No, I work at a beer place.
Oh, it's a beer place. Oh, I thought all along I thought this was beer. So yeah, I put you at a disadvantage because I would have thought
you did.
Yeah.
It's a beer place. We have 100 different kinds of beer.
We gotta play the game over again.
Not so much. We got more burgers.
We gotta play the game over.
Yeah. Do you want? We could play the game over if you'd like.
Yeah. Seriously, I deserve a second chance.
I don't have it in me right now.
Yeah.
You don't have what?
I don't have it in me right now, but I'll gladly call you later.
Yeah, you call me again. We'll play this again. Yeah. I get a better advantage next time.
Who is this now? Nikki?
Nikki?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to call you back, Nikki.
Yeah, we'll call
we
you back.
Love you, Nikki.
Right. You do it.
All right, then. Well, you have a good night. Thank you.
You're going to give her some
applause. Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
We'll say what now?
Terrible. Oh, she's going to hang up. I like her.
No,
that's the best person we've met so far.
We got promos from her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really nice.
I've been wanting to hear
from her. I didn't think she heard with the cut off the dick part.
Yeah. No, right.
Oh, thank goodness. You wild man, you.
She was too busy yapping. Yappa, yappa, yappa. Did someone try to open the door?
She's so happy she was on the air.
I know, she was
excited. I hear a crazy high-pitched noise.
What is that? Oh, that's the bitch upstairs fucking running the shower again.
Oh, my God.
How many showers does she need to take?
She takes like three showers. Well, I take three showers too a day, though.
That's why your feet hurt.
No. I'm diabetic.
Jupe wants to know who she called.
Jupe should call. Jupe, yeah, please. Fuck. Call in.
Yeah, so we got to call her back and play the game with Nikki again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let me figure out who I want. Jube, yeah, call in. You got the number, I'm sure. Let me send it to him in the chat just in case. Jube is wanting to call in. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go, Jupa. Just send him in the chat room. If he's listening and he didn't know, now he knows. Please call in. So we can try to make up for the last 4 or 5 times you've called in and something always...
We should just hang up on him as soon as he calls. Hey, Jupa, hi. Hey, fuck you, click. We won't do that. I promise we won't do that.
Yeah. Well, then he called me... He called me a bastard here just not too long ago. He's like, you bastard. Well,
but that, I mean, that's friendly.
Yeah, it was a friendly
game.
Well,
that's cool.
Master, yeah, so...
Yeah, you can take a little bit of a gong, then.
Yeah, all right, well, we got to wait for him to call. Alienware in the chat room has sent me a number to a guy named Mike, I think he said. No. Name is
not... say anything.
He got, and then he gave me the number.
I got a number, and name is blank.
That's weird.
I got no writing skills.
I have a number, man. All right, I saw a website today which was showing protesters... who write, like, misspelled stuff on
signs. Yeah, I like that.
It was funny.
I would always spell check.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, well, when I was at work today, I noticed one of the signs I hung up on a core, it had a grammatical error on it. I was really upset.
Was it like a comma misplaced or something like that?
No, I don't even, like, most people I work with are too stupid to figure it out anyway, so I left it.
All right, fair enough. You're on the madhouse.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you, dude?
Not much. Good to have you back on the air. How you been?
I've been terrific. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, hopefully we don't have any issues tonight, eh?
Yeah, do you got, like, the phone cards and everything working?
Yeah, phone cards and the phones juiced up and the mics are working. Yeah, there should be no goddamn excuse today. But then again, I did almost have trouble getting Dr. Lego to do a call, but let's try to work it out. So, who do you... Now, you like calling businesses, right?
Yes.
Let's give him the Boogie Woogie Pizza.
Well, he could call Chuck E. Cheese
cold.
Pizza, though.
Oh, yeah, he sounds like a kid.
Yeah, he could call Chuck E. Cheese Pizza.
How Chuck E. Cheese touched you?
Chuck E. Cheese touched you. Or he could say he's, well, I don't know, I'll have to say he's lost in there or something like that. I don't know. Or he lost his shoes. You know, when you get in the ballroom, you have to put those, you got to take your shoes off? You could say that.
Tell him, I don't know.
Jupe, you have any ideas you could do if you call Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, that's, If I could film a porno there or something. Something weird.
Just call as a kid. You gotta call as a kid.
What's wrong with Jupe's voice? Yeah. You got a cold?
Yeah, Jupe.
What are you hitting puberty? You're gonna be worthless.
Yeah, Jupe. Yeah, what's going on?
Alright, I'll call as a kid.
Is that what you guys want? Fine. That's all you ever want before. Almost like, man. Jupe, we love you, Jupe. Okay. Or hey, well, I got other people. I got Hank's Junior Pizza, really. Hank's Jr. Pizza, Pizza Mitza, Beer Belly's Bar and Grill, and I got the Beer King also. You could try to call the Beer King also. I got Pooh Bah Record Shop.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Pooh
Bah. Let's call Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, well, he wants to say Chuck E. Cheese. Well, hey, if it's good for you, it's good for us. All right, everybody, hang on. We got Jupe on the line, and he's going to be calling a Chuck E. Cheese. And we'll let him roll with it, see what happens. We'll be right back in just one moment. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's now 10:51 on, the hell is that?
The Madhouse.
That was, a noise.
That bitch upstairs is making noise now. What the fuck is she doing? I hate her so much, man. God. She's hot, though. But anyway. Andy, what do I play here? I'm looking. I wasn't understand, man.
What's that bitch's problem?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Backup music.
Fucking
rich.
Chuck E. Cheese. I just wanted to call to say to you that I was there, and I wanted to get in the ball pit, and I wear these like correctional shoes. They help my feet be regular and stuff. And then like I got in the ball pit, and you guys were like, "Take off them shoes," and I was like, "Hey, these are correctional shoes. I gotta wear them, or else my feet will get all fucked up and mangled and shit." And then you was like, "Hey, you can't do that. You gotta take them shoes off." So you kicked me out, and you gave me the bums rush. So now I'm calling you, and I'm gonna say, you guys are fucking assholes. I love you.
What the hell?
Well, hello? Bear.
Aww.
Please
Enter your destination number now.
What the hell happened?
She hung up. She said, I love you, and she hung up.
That was weird that she said, I love you. That was creepy.
Yeah, let's call her back. Hang on.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com. The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Well, I'll take it from here.
Jeep. Tell Jeep. Hey, tell Jeep to have the little black boy stole his sandals.
Little black boy stole his sandals. God damn it.
He said they're reparations.
Yeah, stole his Nikes.
Yeah, hang on, Jeep. Can you speak up, please?
Hello?
Yes, can you speak up, please?
Hold on.
You can hear that faggot.
Chuck D's has the worst phones.
Yeah.
We shouldn't call Chuck Jesus. They have no phones.
Do they have good pizza there?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Wow.
What the hell's the matter with you? Hey, is this Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Look, my son just called over there. Some black kid stole his goddamn shoes, and he called over there looking for him, and someone just hung up on him.
Just now?
Just now, we were just in there. Some one of them black kids was in there, stole his shoes. He went into the ball pit. The black kid came around, took his own shoes, threw them at him. and then my son, all he had to defend himself with those gay ass balls you had, they're full of bacteria. Didn't do anything, and then the kid runs around with his shoes, because they were Nikes. You know how much I paid for those shoes? Hello. Explain yourself, boy.
How kind of business you running there?
Hello, sir.
Wow.
Did you?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, can I help you?
God damn.
Wouldn't it suck work at Chuck E. Cheese?
You would, man.
I hate kids. If you're allowed to punch children, I'd work there. I'd be like, you little fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. Anyway, Jew, it's not working out.
What?
Yeah, it's not.
Let's just call somewhere else.
All right, you want to try the Beer King? I've got Pooh Bah Record Shop. I've got Santa Barbara Checker Cab. Got Cousin.
What was the record shop again?
Pooh Bah.
Pooh Bah.
Pooh Bah. P-O-O-B-A-H. Pooh Bah. All right.
Well, I'll call the Beer King.
All right, the Beer King. Here we go. Beer King in San Diego, California. Hopefully this one works better. We'll be right back in a moment. Dodie got some huge tits.
Dodie, you got some huge tits, Dodie.
What the hell? Hello?
I don't know. They got us on hold.
You've reached Beer King, sir. We are currently unable to answer your call right now. Please leave your name.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking bitch.
You bitch cunt.
I'll transfer you now.
That's right. You will.
Let's have him call and talk to Dodie.
Yeah.
What's Dodie? Is that an air?
Wait, hold up on that one there.
Millman, what's wrong, Millman?
God, that's a special request. I didn't think he was even looking at it yet.
Oh, yeah. We're paying attention.
Okay, well,
Zolar. And fuck this place.
Talking about, that has nothing to do with beer.
Yeah, forget this. I don't know.
They're okay. Just like chilling in the background.
Yeah, I guess so.
Off.
Yeah.
How are you going to put someone on hold and then talk?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Hell, let's.
That's rude.
Let's call Nautica and give him somebody live.
You want.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nautica? You want to talk about Nautica?
Hell yeah. Let her cut him out like a kid.
No, we can try the Beer Belly's Bar and Grill. There we go. And I'll do the whole plan that we had before. I'll call as a dad, I'm pissed off, or Or Zolar is asking that you can ask if beer, if it's true that beer grows hair on your balls because your girlfriend won't give you sex until you grow hair.
Alright.
Okay, alright, well, let's see what happens. Hang on. That's a request from Zolar, putting Jupe on the spot. We'll be right back, everybody. Let's try again.
I'll do that.
Alright, hang on. Longest setup ever. Jesus.
Please answer your question.
Why did that go
you
out?
You have 23 cents.
There, Jupe.
Enter your destination number.
All right, good. What? Okay. This number is missing one. 3 5.
We're sorry. The number
ball?
You have dialed. 209 3 5 8 2.
Hang on. Damn it! Why doesn't anything ever work?
Because you're a loser.
Yeah.
Because I called.
The gods will not allow Jupe to make a call. If he were to do so, the world would end.
Okay, change of plans. We're calling. We're calling.
3 seconds.
Cousins Deli Pizza and Ice Cream.
What?
This got to be a redneck place, right? Where's that at?
Cousins. This is in Hawaii. Though.
Hey, this is Cousins.
Wait, is this a beer place?
Yeah. No. It's a deli pizza ice cream place.
Oh, well, cousin.
Hello.
Hello.
It's and who name. Am I speaking with right now?
And this is Cousins. It's a restaurant.
And what do you do there?
What do you wish? What can I do for you? We sell food. That's what we do. An internet service.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and my girlfriend are trying to consummate our love child.
You're looking for what, a child?
We're trying to consummate our love child. And she was unzipping and noticed I'm, well, you know, I'm as bald as an eagle, you know. So, like, I was trying to think of ways that I could grow hair on, like, my balls.
Well, you know what? You need to talk to a physician because we don't...
No, I'm trying to confirm something.
You know, unless it's specifically for the restaurant, or I mean,
it is specifically for the. It is.
Okay, what is it that you want to say?
And don't get fresh with me, please. I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, is it true that beer makes you grow your pubes out?
You know, I don't need to talk to you. Goodbye.
You're an ass.
God, what a fag.
What an asshole. He sounded gay from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to you.
I know, right?
You're making me sick.
I don't need to stand for this.
Oh, my God. Did you say pubes?
Yeah, all right.
Click.
Disgusting.
Please enter your destination number now.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Damn it, that beer and bellies, whatever. Lonesome sent it to me, but he left a number out, so I couldn't call it.
We should officially boycott that restaurant in Hawaii.
Yeah, we should.
Nobody, if you live in Hawaii, don't go to that place.
Cousins Deli Pizza.
Yeah, they suck.
They're a bunch of assholes. And they're
until
homosexual.
They fire
you guys are a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, we're going to demand that guy gets fired
or
else we'll boycott them. We should call them back and tell them.
I'm going to tell them that I'm the father and that my son was upset that someone was very rude to him. Hang on. Let's do that. I forget who he's talking to.
Let's start in the Italian shit.
Enter your
together.
Authorization code now.
Jupe, you remember his name?
But I'm in Saturday. You have $2.
Described
two
as a rude
cents.
Fag.
Yeah. Please enter your destination number.
I don't care. I'll give this number out. Talking rude to Jupe.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 20 minutes, 59 seconds.
You there, Jupe?
Yeah.
Good.
What are we doing?
I'm calling to give him shit for talking to you like he did. You remember his name? Guess not. I wish I could eat him.
Hello, cousin.
Hello.
Aloha.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Look, my son is very distraught. He just called over there, and someone was... Damn you. Someone... My son just called over there, and someone was talking very nasty to him on the phone.
I was speaking to somebody right now, but I'm in the food business. I'm not in for any other kind of business.
Then why in the world would you be...
If you need to order something...
Why? Excuse me, I'm speaking. I'm speaking, damn you. Why in the world would you speak...
I'm not going to talk to you because it's not pertaining to this business.
Why would you speak to my son about testicles?
I'll pertain you.
I'm sorry, I'm not discussing any more further with you. Goodbye.
Well, I'm going to... What is your name? Son of a bitch.
Listen here, Bruce.
What a cock, man. Fuck that guy.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, he is. Well, if you want to try one more, we've got the Beer Bellies, whatever, the one we tried before. It's working now. I have the full number. No, I don't. No, I don't, actually. Something's going on with this guy. He's, the way he's sending it, it's not showing it right. Let me try and copy and pasting it. come on now. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have it. I'm sorry. Jube, I think I was gonna. I have to take a break here, and I can't figure this. Can't figure the number out. But we had some pretty decent calls at least.
What?
I said we had some pretty decent calls at least, but I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and go to a breakdown. I can't get that number to work here.
All right.
Yeah. You see, I don't know. Jube, this always happens when you call in, but at least we got some calls going through. Is Prankmaster really in the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is in the chat room. Prankmaster's in the chat room. Jube, what do you think about Prankmaster? What are your thoughts on the situation?
He's a disgusting, vile person.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Those are your thoughts?
Did he ever do anything to you, Jube? Like, touch you?
No, but, like, when I had a show, he, like, wanted to come to my house. Now that I know he's a child molester,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what would have happened had he come to my house.
I don't know. He doesn't seem much of a groomer, but I don't know. Whoa, I just dropped my lighter. Okay. Go ahead, Ann.
I was going to say, Jube.
Later.
Oh, never mind. I was going to ask Jube if we could come over and
bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Later, Jube.
He knows not to talk to strangers, Andy. He's not going to talk to you. You're a stranger. He doesn't know you yet. Okay. Chat room right now. I guess Prankmaster's joined. And he's claiming, as he said before, that it's a lie, that it's not true. And I am in the belief that we really don't know if it's true or not. So maybe we should just hold judgment. Andy, are you pissed off that I took that sticker off your lighter?
No.
Okay. I always
was that my lighter?
Yeah, the yellow one. Right?
Yeah, why is it over? Give me that back.
I was playing with it, and I took the sticker off.
You suck.
Yeah, I do. Milkman, have you stolen any lighters in your life? Milkman.
What?
Milkman. How long has Milkman been gone?
I don't know, look.
Yeah, where's the shit?
Well, he gets so angry, you know, there he is.
I don't know.
Are you still on? Milkman, are you there?
No.
Must be in the bathroom or something.
He must be taking a shit or something.
You sick freak.
Jupe's in the chat room now. Jupe's gonna... Oh, man.
So DTT seems to believe that.
Well,
he's guilty.
DTT is very easily influenced, but he's cool. I mean, he comes in and all. See, Prankmaster is defending himself, and everybody just be sure to understand that. I mean, there's two sides to every story, and do we really know it's true that what his mom said? Apparently, his mom told
Milkman doesn't hear it.
Told somebody that Milkman. See, we got disconnected from Milkman. He needs to quit that chat room. Prank missed the test. Yeah. Milkman, I'm sure you're listening to the stream. Get out of that conference call.
Am I muted?
And as soon as you do that, I will call you directly. And we'll get that worked out. I wonder who this is. Las Vegas. Wow, Vegas. You know, I haven't called Vegas in a while. Casinos are always interesting. You're in the madhouse.
Hey, what's up? It's Brandon Vegas.
Oh, what's up, Brandon Vegas? How you doing? Not good, huh? Hey, man. What's up? Are you in the chat room right now, man?
Yeah, I'm in there.
All right, good. And it's your your birth. It's your birthday tonight, right?
Right.
Hooray!
All right. Good. I can't get to my applause right now, but if I could, I would most definitely play. All right. So, you in the mood to do a prank call, or are you calling in just to shoot the shit?
Well, I sent a milkman that number for the local bar I usually go to.
Okay. Oh, that's yours. Okay,
yeah,
that's yours.
Titties.
Okay, right. The girl with the big ass titties.
Well,
right?
always call girls.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do the call because I'd recognize my voice.
Yeah.
Go in there. I'd rather go in there and have her tell me the story, and I'm going to try not to laugh if she tells me the story about a crazy phone call she got.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this? We can try. You can stay on the line here if you want.
You can go online too. So
yeah. All right. Well,
Milkman told me to call in.
Okay. Cool. Well, most definitely. I'll get that. Excuse me. I'll call that as soon as I can. Probably as soon as I come back from the break. Be sure to be listening. All right. All right,
man.
All right. And I'll talk to you later. All right. Well, that was it. We're gonna do that call. For
yeah,
right,
definitely.
Yeah.
And then we give him. Give a tape and play it back for
sure.
Later. But like, look, bitch, I did that to you.
Sure.
See what can you do at any time?
Exactly. Yeah.
Anytime, fear me.
Yeah, I wonder what she looks like.
I can get losers to fuck with you on the phone.
Hey, man.
Wasted time.
What do you call me a loser, man? You're all here. You're here, too.
I just proved everything. Yeah. Milkman.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Milkman.
Hey.
Milkman.
I fell down off of my walker.
Milkman.
And I was waiting for
Hello?
You to come back and rescue me.
Hello? Milkman, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, man.
Milkman.
Hey, I fell off my walker. Can you hear me?
Hello, Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
Milkman,
I fell off my walker.
Milkman, you there?
Hi, Milkman.
Yes, I am.
Milkman.
Hello.
What's up, man? I've just been messing with you the whole time. Anyway.
Hi.
What the hell?
Hey.
Yeah, what was that? Yay?
Hey.
Let's hear the yay.
Yay.
That's very creepy. Oh, my God. I had Zolar calling, but I didn't get to him in time. Hopefully he'll call back.
What happened to Brandon Vegas?
He didn't want to do the call. He doesn't want his voice to be recognized. So
okay. I sent you the information. He wanted you to call it, Carlito.
Yeah, exactly.
So
okay.
For a birthday present.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, as a birthday. No problem. We'll talk to Dodie.
Dodie.
Sounds good to me.
Is that the same Dodie who killed Princess Di? That's
the
question.
Yeah,
Dodie
and her big booties. Woo!
All right.
I like how McMahon, but she has some big tits.
Yeehaw. All right, well, what else is going on in the chat room right now? So,
can you touch me?
Yeah, we're looking at the chat room. So, Prankmaster came back in, and he's defending himself, of course. I haven't been reading that at all. Prankmaster, can you touch me? Kiddicky's asking if he's nine. All right, let's avoid the negative.
Coach
anyway.
Gifford in there is gonna drive him crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Prankmaster really showed up. Well, welcome back, Prankmaster.
Yeah, it's good. Prankmaster, you know, he says he's innocent. It's a lie. And
he's innocent. Yeah.
And until it's well proved, then I will absolve my judgment. That's just what I decided to do. That's how I roll. I mean,
yeah.
I don't make decisions on until I know more facts. And, let's worry
exactly.
About it.
I'm kind of, the jury's out on that one. So he's not guilty until proven guilty. It's as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. And he said himself. Oops. Can you get that for?
Yeah, hold on.
I forgot. I told her I was not going to do that. Jeez. Athena's
on. The calls are going fabulous tonight.
Are they really fabulous?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah. Hey, Athena. How you doing? Well, damn, she's got a lot
it's
of shit.
The Greek goddess.
The Greek goddess Athena is finally here.
Yay.
Excellent. All right, hang on. I'm going to call her. Prankmaster. Prankmaster never touched a kid, he says. This is all live. Get this out of the way. You're on the Madhouse.
Yes, this is the Madhouse.
Yes, this is. With who am I speaking?
I got some information for you.
All right, go ahead.
Prankmaster.
All right. This is the PI.
I got some information about Prankmaster.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so listen, we did some, I have to have some friends that are, you know, involved in, you know, CSI New York and at Scotland Yard.
Okay.
And research on Prankmaster.
Okay.
And we found out that he's not a child molester.
He's not a child molester.
But we did find out that he has been seen hanging around with people.
I don't know. I've been eating Oreos all day.
How sure are you of this?
I'm sorry?
How sure are you of this?
Like I said, I have inside sources, you know.
Okay. All right, so...
Who told you that he was a molester?
It's just hearsay, sir. It's just hearsay. Like I said, we don't want to delve too deep into it, but we are reserving our judgment until more facts are known and all parties involved can make
yeah,
theirs.
Yeah, well, I'm saying I happen to be, be hooked into the CSI here group in New York.
Wow.
And I have
a television show?
Scotland Yard, and we brought him up on the computer, and we show no record of that. We do show records of, you know, public masturbation and...
who doesn't have that?
Could he have maybe mistaken a midget for a kid?
Who hasn't been, you know, dinged for that, you know?
Publicly masturbated?
Yeah.
I want to be publicly masturbated.
Okay. Well, I try to be publicly masturbated as often as I can, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's like Alana says, would you go down on me in a theater, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. It's that whole feeling, you know, that's what you like, the taboo.
Yeah, it's the whole thing about getting caught.
Yeah, I play with my balls when I'm in line at the bank, and that's why I do it, just hoping someone sees me.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, when I'm in line at the bank, seriously, I want to talk about something that's actually kind of fucked up.
All right, sure thing.
You ever... You know, you're online at the bank, you're online at McDonald's, wherever the fuck you are, you're at the mall, and there's like 10 hot chicks around you, right? And all of a sudden, you get this like really nasty itch right in the middle of your asshole. What do, man?
Scratch it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like one of those itches that you cannot, it's like you can't avoid, you know, it's like fucking you're going to fall over. That's how bad it itches.
Look.
You just fucking... reach in there and grind it, or what do you do?
Here's what I do. I take my wallet, I drop it on the floor on accident, you know, in quotes. And then I bend over to pick it up. And either A, I'm either going to fart, or I'm going to, it'll manipulate enough so that it doesn't itch anymore. Or at least it'll shift the itch to somewhere where you can kind of squeeze your cheeks a bit and get it taken care of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, what if it's like one of those, like, after shit itches?
You're not wiping correctly. That's what the problem is. I feel like Dr. Drew here.
You gotta dig out. You gotta dig in a little bit more.
You have to wipe and run, you know. So you don't always get what you know. You can't always do that. So the problem is what I'm saying is, do you start go digging into your ass? Honestly, I don't think the crouch down would do it for me.
It doesn't even really help any.
You know, a lot of people out there. I don't think crouching down totally get rid of the itchy ass thing.
In that situation, you just have to grit and bear it, you know, literally. Or
no, I don't think, but I'm saying, like, you don't understand. I'm talking about, like, a Chinese water torture itchy ass.
You have to get out of line,
man. Like, is it safe, you know?
You have to get out of line, and you have to get out of line, most definitely. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you gotta go dig. I mean, but do you risk letting these bitches see you digging into your ass? Fuck it, because who the fuck are they anyway?
Hell no, I wouldn't. No,
if
fuck
I can't
that.
Be myself, who the fuck can I be?
Fuck that. I would never do that. But I'm a guy who doesn't use public bathrooms for, you know, I will not. I don't do a number two in a public bathroom because I'm so ashamed of stuff. I'm ashamed of somebody walking in and saying something. Andy, you shared an apartment with me before, right?
Yeah.
Athena, you can attest. I can
like
follow up a bathroom.
Public bathroom to, you know, to poop either, but you know what? The fuck, man.
Every once in a while,
you have to go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny
to.
Story. One time I was in this nightclub.
Yeah.
This was really fucking hilarious.
Okay.
This is fucking funny. I was in this nightclub. The place is packed. It's like wall to wall fucking people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta take a shit. I'm fucking dying. And, you know, it's like one of those shits that you gotta fucking take right away.
Yeah.
So I walk into the stall, and, you know, the bathroom is full of these fucking Guido the Killer pimps walking in and out. And I walk into the stall, and I shut the door, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? So, you know what? I said, fuck it. So I fucking pulled the door, and I ripped this fucking shit right out of me as fast as I can. I blew it out of my ass. It was like a fucking alien.
Nice.
And they got a picture of the bathroom. It's one of those big bathrooms. There's really, like, literally, like, 25 guys in the bathroom combing their hair, pissing, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I go to flush the toilet. The fucking toilet starts to overflow, and, I mean, I took a big fucking dump, right? This fucking toilet, I see the water start coming up, right?
Your pants are down at this point.
So you know what I do? I'm freaking out. I knew it's going to overflow, and my shit's going to come flying out, like, all over the place. I ran out of there so quick, and the club was so full that nobody even, like, realized it. And as I got out the door of the bathroom, I hear people going, "Ah! Holy shit!" The funniest fucking thing. I wish I could have had it on, I wish I could have had that on video.
Yeah.
I had to be there, but it was a pretty shitty experience. Yeah.
One time I was in there, and all I was doing was peeing, but I was using a stall because all the urinals were being taken. And someone took a massive shit next to me, and it stunk up the whole place. It stunk out outside in the hall. And all I was doing was peeing. And then these people came in, and the guy ran out of there, didn't wash his hands, just ran out of there. I don't think he wiped his ass. And he leaves and I hear him tell the people, "Man, is that guy in there, it smells like something died in there." And I'm like, what the fuck? And
it smells like someone with diabetes in there.
It's like five people in there, and they're talking shit to me, like, through the stalls. Like, damn, man. Yeah. I was like, man, all I did was take a pic. And I just sat there in the filthy toilet.
What, you were sitting down to take a piss, Carl?
No, I was standing. I was standing to take a piss. But at that point, I was so embarrassed, I just sat down just to take it. And I stayed in there.
That way you don't miss and you keep the mess out, right?
No, I don't sit down when I pee. No, I don't sit down when I pee. I've never sat down when I pee.
The only time I'll sit down when I pee is
when you're drunk.
If I'm wasted. If I'm really fucking tired. Like, you know, if it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, I just woke up, you know.
Yeah.
I like fucking stroll into the bathroom.
Yeah, I think that's a little.
That's the only time I
sit
down. That's a little foul. Otherwise, I'd be like a fucking man.
Yes.
You know, I can't take. You ever see those fucking dogs? You know, like, you know when you see a man dog and he fucking lifts his leg up and he pees? But I can't take them dogs that, like, fucking. Doesn't work for me.
Yeah, well, I understand. Someone's in a room.
Hey,
here.
Hey, Carlito, have him do the Brandon Vegas birthday
again,
call.
Killing me.
All right. And excuse me if I'm wrong,
Inspector.
But who am I speaking with, please?
Inspector.
Oh, it's Lego, man.
Wow. Okay. What's up? All right. Hey, man. Look, would you like to give a call for someone in the chat room? It's his birthday. I don't know if you know or have talked to Brandon Vegas in the chat room or on your show or anything, but it's his birthday.
I think he might have called in. I don't remember.
Okay, possibly, but he's got this lady named
Zola. Zola's a fucking freak, let me tell you. That guy, you know, his elevator definitely doesn't go all the way up.
No, he's
I love him. He's a pisser.
Yeah, but hey, you know, as I say, God bless him. He means well and everything. He's making us laugh. So
it's not his fault, you know. No. I mean, you know, if you get dropped on your head when you're a baby, I mean, what the fuck? You know,
that's
not your fault.
Yeah, he's just inbred. That's all it is, but. So if you don't know, talk bad about Zola. Anyway, hey, we got a lady named Dodie, who's a bartender who has huge tits, at a bar called Fat Cat's Pub. And if you'd like to go with that, by all means, I would love to put you on that call.
What's her name?
The place is called Fat Cat's with a Z, Cat's Pub.
Okay, Fat Cat's Pub.
Yeah, Dodie is.
And where is it located?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's in Las Vegas, actually.
It's in Vegas?
In Vegas, yeah. Vegas.
Don't use his name.
No, don't use his name. Yeah, don't say Brandon, because it's probably his, you know, name. But Dodie's... You should speak to Dodie.
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 We're going to ask for Dodie.
Dodie has huge tits, and she's a bartender. All right,
no problem.
All right, let's do it. Well, hang on. I got to clear the line real quick. Hang on with me here. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, tell Lego I just sent him the information.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, you did. All right, cool.
Yeah, tell him to check his aim.
All right. Hello. Hello.
The best prank caller, silent caller.
This sucks.
I'm the silent caller.
You there, Lego?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it
somebody's playing with them. Just ignore them.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Okay. Damn. Let's see. Hello.
Give me the call.
Hello.
What's up, Prankmaster?
Not much.
Prankmaster, I'm sorry it is, but I have Dr. Lego on the line. He wants to do a prank call real quick. Do you mind calling back?
Yeah, I'm about to do a prank, cut the prank close.
All right, cool. We'll have you on. Everybody will be sure to listen. Just please call back, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. Later.
All right, bye.
Peace. All right. All right. I should have Lego. Lego, you're there, right?
I didn't hear the phone ringing.
Oh, no. Hang on. We're having someone was tying up the line, but it's clear now. Hang on. All right. Good. Finally.
Who's Mavis Staples?
What is this, like, Christmas music?
Yeah, this is from Christmas Vacation. I ain't playing fucking Christmas music, man. It's not even cold out yet.
Well, most people don't live in Florida like us.
No. I guess it's getting cool up there now, right? I'm breathing into this phone, so...
Allow you to talk for 3 hours, 18 minutes, 29 seconds.
You there, Lego?
Yep.
Cool.
Tell him I sent him the informational name.
Alright.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah, look at the Doty.
This is her.
Oh, hi, how you doing? Yeah, I got you guys from Larry Davis. Anyway, and Bobby Whalen told me about you guys too. I'm looking. I want to book my band over there.
This is Fat Cats. This is a bar, baby.
It's a bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want my band to play there. We have a big following. We could bring a lot of people in there.
We don't do bands here. How did you get my name?
From Larry and from Bobby, Navarro.
I don't know them.
Oh, you know Bobby. He's a regular there, I think.
Is it a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, well, honey, I'm really busy. Hold on, you can talk to her.
Bobby's there.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby. Come on.
Yeah, hurry up, bitch.
Pick up the phone. What a biatch.
All right.
Okay, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, how you doing?
Who's this?
This is Murray. I'm the manager of the Plum Cunts. How are you?
You're a manager of the what?
You know, the Plum Cunts from England.
Okay.
Well, you know, with the new British invasion, we're coming in there next week, and I just wanted to, you know, we're going to be staying in that neighborhood. We're looking for a place to play, and we can bring a lot of people in there. And I want to play there, and I have a couple of requests.
Okay.
All right, first of all, I need to know that you guys will provide a proper sound system.
Actually, there's not a spot for a band in here.
Well, okay. Well, you can make way for us. We could really do a good job for you.
Well, no, I understand that there's just no sense. There's not. It's just not.
All right,
I'm not
Bobby.
What?
Bobby,
I'm just a customer. I'm sorry.
Where else could we play then, Bobby?
I don't know.
How big is Doty's tits?
Let's chime in.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I was speaking to Doty with the big tits. And she was telling me that, you know, that we, you know, it's possible we could play there and we should speak to Bobby.
Who is this?
My name is Murray. I'm the manager of the Plum Cunts.
Goodbye, Murray. Goodbye.
But let me ask you a question.
No, I don't have time for this.
You're at the bar drinking.
Okay, listen, you're live on the internet radio right now.
I'm at the bar drinking.
You win a big prize.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a backdoor girl?
Goodbye.
So that means yes?
Girls are really particular about the backdoor question.
I don't know.
How did that That was kind of weird. You just ended up talking to bodies.
Yeah, you talked to the person.
I'd be pissed off if I was at a bar and someone, hey, take the phone. Like,
you know,
fuck
the
you.
Plum cunts always are good.
I think she doesn't have time to talk to you, but she's at the bar drinking.
Once we found out they didn't really have a place for us to play.
You have plenty of time to talk somewhere about drinking.
Who or what you're going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Andy here is saying that we don't understand how she can have time to talk because she's just there drinking. You know what I mean? She's rushing out the phone, like, I got to. What's she got to go do? What, she got to go get, you know, drunker and fatter?
It sounds like a small little hick town bar, man, yeah. You know? It's
a small hick town in Las Vegas.
Yeah, a small hick town in Las Vegas.
I got a number. Hold on. Connect
Droop's coming down Florida.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Connect me to 212.
Hang on.
You want me to? I
get
IM
yeah.
it to you.
Yeah, you got my IM, right?
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. Or send it to Milkman if you don't know mine.
Droop says he's coming to Florida.
Droop's coming
to Florida.
Get that? Yeah. Let me pull it. Hang on.
Did I send it to the right person?
I don't know if you did. Oh. If you didn't.
Maybe not.
I'm on Madhouse Radio. Were you on AIM? I got you on AIM.
There
hang
you
on.
Go. Hold on.
Yeah.
Here we go. 5.
I got you.
I'm fucking losing my mind here, man.
It happens.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Okay, you're in chat now.
Did
all
you
right.
get that?
Yeah. All right, you want me to connect you?
Yeah, connect me to that.
Sure thing. Stand by, sir. All right. Here comes everybody. Stand by. We have another call with,
don't play Pete Diddy.
What's wrong? Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That was a mistake. I wasn't going to play Pete Diddy. I'm going to play something here. Hang on. Yeah. You shut up over there. You redneck. What are you listening to, Milkman?
Milkman's got a t-shirt with Pete Diddy's face on it.
I like to listen to the cow kickers in Nigeria.
Anything with cowbell, right, Milkman?
Cowbell.
Any more cowbell!
Code now. Let me goddamn cowbell.
More cowbell, Milkman.
Look at that cowbell, Sonny.
Your destination number now.
I lost him. Okay.
You there, Lego?
Yep.
All right, good.
Zoar's will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 9 minutes, 29 seconds.
All right.
We ring him?
Yep.
Yeah. 2-for-1 Asian teens.
Yeah.
19 years old.
Not an Asian.
Mate-year-old Kichi. I felt. What the fuck?
Come on, answer the fucking phone.
Like you're on Kichi.
It says 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Alright.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for the video.
What's the video?
Listen, I love Indian men. Boney Safa.
Say again?
Why don't you take me by the hand? I want the movie that with Indians.
Indian girls.
Indian men.
We don't have those movies.
How about this? How about I come over there and I fuck you in the ass while your buddy like.
You could do that if you find a gay person, but we are not gay, okay?
Come on, Gandhiji, I know you're gay.
What a bastard.
Come on, man.
We are no gay.
I can't get a break anymore. All right, you know what? I'm tired.
All right, thank you very much. That was a good attempt.
All right, guys, I'll see you later.
All right, peace
later,
out.
Later, Lego.
Lego, everybody. And now, Prankmaster.
Hey.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear you back, and good to see you back in the PCU chat room.
Yeah.
How you been? Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Good.
I just don't have a computer now, so I've been using my dad's.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Yeah.
Good. Excuse me. Well, your computer
I'm
fucked up?
I'm feeling very prankish today, and I got a couple good ideas.
Very
and I don't feel like they're as bad as last week.
Okay, alright, well.
I love those calls last week, to tell you the truth. Yeah, I thought they were excellent.
Yeah. Okay, you sent me a few. We got Ronald McDonald here, Willie F. McCunt. Oh, man, really?
That's a good name.
Did you get James Brown and...
Yep, old guy answered.
Call James Brown first.
Okay, I'll put you on with James Brown.
Let's go.
All right, good deal, man. I've been going nonstop for a while. All right, hang on, everybody. We have Prankmaster back on the line. And we're going to connect him with James Brown in just one moment. I wish I had some James Brown. I'm having James Brown, do I?
Good God.
No. Oh, how can I not have any James Brown? Hang on, man. Ask Stevie Wonder.
That's close enough. It's almost James Brown. Here's except he's blind and he doesn't dance.
James Brown's crazy. He got arrested in prison, didn't he?
James Brown's the best.
They have a shotgun or something?
I hope so.
Yes, James Brown?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
No. You're supposed to say like this. Ow! I feel good. Na-na-na-na-na. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Huh?
That's how you're supposed to say it.
No,
I say, how you doing today? You're supposed to go, ow! I feel good. Na-na-na-na-na-na. That's how you're supposed to do it.
If I was feeling good, I'd do that, but I don't feel good today.
Oh, you're not feeling good today?
No, I've been raining out there today, so back give me a little
time. Okay. But, my name is Ron Vegas. I'm from the International James Brown Fan Club. And you've been chosen to be the honoree for a James Brown Club. Mm-hmm. Are you a James Brown fan?
Yeah.
Yeah? You listen to his music a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
when
you get a chance. Yeah. Bob, what do you do in your spare time?
Hmm?
What do you do in your spare time?
Lay on this bed, try to get away from all this pain and agony in my back.
Oh, yeah.
I got a major back problem.
Oh, well, they do actually have this new product featuring James Brown. It's James Brown Acne Wash. It's great for the butt and the back. Would you be interested in buying this?
Oh, not right now.
Well, we also have it's new Genital Herpes Rut Cream. It's made by James Brown.
Mm.
It's the same exact stuff that James Brown used. In fact, they'll give you the same exact bottle that James Brown used.
Right. Right now, I'm just because I've been out of work for a while, so right now I'm naturally there for doing anything right now.
Mm. Well, how about this? Are you interested in buying James Brown condoms? They're used by James Brown.
No.
I mean, you could probably, get some of the sperm inside and, inject it into your wife or something, So you can have a James Brown Jr.
Mm. I got James Brown Jr. already.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, but it's not, you ain't black, are you?
Yeah.
No, you ain't black.
Mm-hmm. I've been black for 47 years. I've been black for 48 years.
What did you say?
I've been black for 48 years.
Oh, you've been black for 40 years. Oh, see, I was part black. I was white, and then I turned black.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Does your wife have a big ass?
See, I can actually sing that song, too.
Is
my
black?
Does
my wife?
Oh, there you go.
It
sounds good, too.
Does your wife have a big ass?
What do you think?
Does your wife have a big ass?
Yeah.
She's got a big ass?
Yeah, I got buffalo butt.
How you injured your back?
She got buffalo butt?
Yeah.
All right. How old is she?
Back.
Hmm?
She's a sister?
Yeah.
All right. How old is she?
She's 51.
51? And you're how old? 42? 47? What?
I'm 48.
48?
Yeah.
All right. You got some kids?
Yeah, I got two.
You have a girl?
Yeah.
She have a big ass?
Nah, she's just 2 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, does she look she's going to have a big ass?
I'm reckon so. Mama got a big ass, so she's
going to
have one.
Your mama got a big ass, too. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, hey, well, thank you very much for talking to us today, sir.
All right, you take care. Have a nice
one. All right, sir.
Give him a promo.
Hey,
promo,
sir.
This guy. Oh.
Oh, James Brown. Damn it.
Yeah, I was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was. Hang on. Yes. All right, well,
yeah.
That was that.
They'll call him back.
Yeah, well, we can't. Yeah, we'll call him back. Yeah, we'll work on him again later.
Yeah, we got to call back that nice girl, too.
What nice girl? Oh, yeah, we got her, too, from earlier tonight.
We
got
to play the game.
Yeah.
All right, call Ronald McDonald.
We're going to go to a break after that, because I need to go to take a break. Okay, Ronald McDonald
yeah,
in New York.
Yeah, got a great idea.
All right. Okay, you got to tell him you just got really fat, and it's all Ronald's fault. That would be true in my case. Hang on, everybody.
Bye.
For 2 hours, 33 minutes, 29 seconds.
You there?
Yeah.
Good. Andy, you ever skate, roller skate?
No, I don't do that.
And when you were a kid, you never did?
No.
You ever
I was real poor. My parents didn't, like, want me to have any
Hello?
Fun.
Hello, Ronald? Yeah. Yes, I have a quick question for you. Do you do birthday parties?
No.
No? My son and I were wondering, can we hire you to dress up in a clown outfit? You know, like like you do in the McDonald's commercials and,
I ain't got time to do that.
But, I mean, I'm willing to pay you handsomely. I'll pay you like $1,000.
No.
No? How much would I have to pay?
Can't do it.
How much would I have to pay?
Don't have to pay anything, because I can't do it.
Why not?
Because
I can't. Look, do you have any Ronald McDonald Juniors?
No.
Can you tell me what exactly the special sauce in the McFish is?
Did I tell you it?
Yeah, can you tell me what you make?
Nope, I don't.
One more question for you. Do you have a McPenis filet?
I don't think so.
No, you don't have a McPenis filet?
No.
But, would you be able to do me a favor?
What?
Stick your hand down your pants, and then pull out your McPenis filet.
He's got the phone over everybody on Prozac.
Yeah, exactly.
Up with this
shit. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to pull my penis filet out.
I'll see it.
I'm too fucked up.
No, but you can pull my finger.
Oh, ew. Oh, man. Thank you for that. All right, Prankmaster.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go take a break now. Do you have anything that you'd like to say? You're on the air. You're on PCU. Yeah, pretty good listening. Go ahead.
None of the bullshit that you keep hearing, you know, that I'm a child molester and, you know, pedo or whatever. You know, none of that shit's true. So, you know, because my mom said it while she was drunk, you know, talking to Zola, and, you know, she can say pretty, you know, a lot of bad shit. And, you know, she said that I smoke crack and this and that, you know. If you believe that, then, you know, she said that she would also, you know, be Zolar's hooker for the day. You know,
how much did she tell Zola that would cost?
$175. Yeah, that's, she would be like a hooker.
That's expensive for her. How old is your mother?
Like in her like 50s.
Yeah, no one's paying $175.
I'm pushing it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like that's pretty fucked up, you know.
The economy's not good enough right now for a 51-year-old hooker to get $175. I know that.
Nope.
But, no, so that was not going to actually...
That's a lot of fucking money.
And I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, maybe.
Alright, well, alright, so you maintain your innocence, your mom just said it, and your mom is volatile, as we understand.
Yep.
So, we're as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure as far as, I don't know how many people, I don't think there are many people who agree with me, but I just won't make a decision. I don't care, it's none of my business to be truthful. And I like you for the prank calls you do and the things you got me Wordwood Junior on the air and everything. And that music's gone
for
too long. I thank you very much.
Like I said, none of it's true.
All right.
It never happened, never will, and it never has.
All right, well, this is a neutral show. I proclaim this neutral. And you're always welcome to call in, and you're more than welcome to speak your mind, speak your peace. You're always welcome to do that here, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to call in a break time now. Well, thank you very much for calling, sir.
Thank you for accepting me.
All right, Frank Madison.
Later, Frank Madison.
Bye, sir.
All right.
Take her easy, PM.
Well, that's a legendary and controversial Frank Madison.
They're always controversial. He always gets mixed reactions.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Well, there he is, everybody. They're laughing in the chat room about that. I wonder if it's the music. That sounded pretty good, right? Right in time.
I was wondering what you were up to.
Yeah.
When you did it, I was like, Carl.
Exactly. I need to get faster with that shit, though, yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a break now. It's 11:51. I've been going for a while. I started late, but...
We've gone strong, so like, there's no way to make a complaint.
Yeah.
We've probably still done more show than usual.
Yeah, exactly. We've done 2 hours straight. And we'll come back and we'll probably do another hour and a half or maybe even two. I don't know. What are you feeling?
Well, you can't, right?
You gotta. Maybe we'll want to do like another hour or so.
Yeah,
and we'll shoot some more calls out of the water. We'll be right back after this, everybody. You're listening to The Madden House.
The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life, nigga. You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
The Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and...
What do you think about this beat? This is Neptune's beat. The beat's all Neptune's. It's interesting, right?
It sounds like old Dre. I'm not a big fan of Neptune.
It's some baby face, right, like a boy band, black boy band thing. Milkman, you there?
Hey, we got a guest caller coming, calling in.
Could you?
Requested callers calling in.
Who? Who's just calling? Milkman. Wake up.
You can hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, can you explain, in the chat room you said, yay, where these been, dad, KDK, ? What does that mean?
Yeah, that was the cats talking, that wasn't me.
You know what the cats are going to say. Milkman,
yay,
who are you
where
to
these
speak
been,
for
dad, KDK, yay. Yay.
Oh God!
I was just speaking cat and translating to English.
That's what they would say.
You speak cat?
Yeah.
Do Siamese speak
I speak
different?
Cat fluently.
Do Siamese speak different than like tabbies and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, also, I speak Spanish cat too.
All right.
Hila.
Yeah, Hila. La gata.
All right, don't be dirty. Athena's here. She's listening now. Let's be respectful.
Ay, puñeta carajo. All
right, that's enough. I'm going to film you. Don't make me gong you. You know what? The gong is reserved for Milkman. Whenever Milkman bombs, I'm going to play the gong.
Wait gong a minute. This person is doing good.
The gong is a warning, and then the booze are just like the final. So if you go straight to booze, you're doing really bad. Anyway, somebody call in. You're in the madhouse.
Hey, what's up, Carlito?
Hey, what do you say there?
I'm not doing nothing.
You're not doing nothing?
Nah.
Double negative does not make a positive, sir.
I went today to freaking drinking and shit.
Yeah? What'd you drink?
Look at your aim.
I drank some Milkman.
You drank some what?
Milkman.
Milkman. Oh, you had some Milkman?
Where is
he? Oh, look at your aim.
Oh, Milkman. He can hear you, but you can't hear him.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so I can... Oh, no, wait a minute. How does it work? Okay. He can hear you. Yeah.
I thought we were in a, like, a comp.
Okay, well, that's kind of dirty.
It's a guest caller.
We have Milk the guest.
It is Milkman is Gimp that Milkman has tied up in his basement. I'm going to let you loose for 5 minutes. Go ahead and make a call.
Call Carlito here, Gimpy.
Hey, your volume's kind of low.
The volume is... Oh, how am I coming in now?
No.
No. That's a,
no.
How about now?
Look at your aim.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, hang on. I'm supposed to look in my messenger here. So, do you smoke much weed?
No.
Not at all? Or
I
just
drink.
You drink a lot?
I drink.
So am I speaking... this is Da Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What's up, man? How you doing?
Nothing.
Well,
hey. I want to say to Prankmaster that he's a goddamn pedo and that he can't...
He's a what?
He can't convince nobody.
Okay.
He's a what?
He's a goddamn pedo.
Pedo?
Yeah.
Oh, like a pedophile?
Pedophile?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got you. All right, so you don't agree with him. You believe that he, in fact, did do this horrible thing then, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Did Prankmaster ever touch you, the dead?
Yeah.
He did.
He touched me.
When did he do this?
And, like, molested me and shit when I was 8.
Where did this happen at?
I was over there with my parents and came up to me and I didn't know.
Did he show you pornography first?
What?
Did he show you any pornography or give you any drugs?
Nah.
He
came up and touched me.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. I can't believe that. Well, if that's indisputable evidence, if the dead says that
exactly.
It happened to him.
Yeah, I'm
shocked.
I have no reason not to trust the dead, so and I thank you for calling. I've been trying to motivate you to call KDK or me for quite some time now.
If you'll do a call.
Yeah.
I called Dave on his show, 2 days ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Oh, I missed it. Okay, that's right. I wasn't
last
like...
Last night.
Yeah, okay. Well, 2 nights ago. That's right. Okay, yeah. I missed that, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that. Well, good. So I'm not the premiere for you. Okay. Well, good. Good deal. Yeah, do you do calls? I mean, would you like to do a call?
Nah.
No, okay. Well, I understand.
I want to
pay. Okay, well, you can pass. That's okay. You can call the talk. That's all right. Well, I thank you very much for calling in, finally.
It was great talking to you, did that.
Yeah, it's very good talking to you. You crack me up in the chat room, man. You keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, man. Well,
so, hey, dude.
Yeah.
I was scared of you, man.
Me?
I thought you were a big-ass mafia gangster. Huh? Shit.
Oh, me? Yeah, well, I don't know.
Carlito.
Yeah. It's all for show. I'm very timid in real life. I'm afraid.
He's in the ice cream cart mafia.
Yeah. I beat my head into the wall after every show. I'm very critical of myself.
The dead, he's lying. He's lying.
I'm lying. Okay.
La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right, later, the dead.
Later, man.
Take care, D.D.
That's that everybody.
Yeah,
where's my
cool.
All right, a guest caller. Yay.
Yeah, that's an exclusive caller right there. Hey, you sound very far away there, Milkman.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't trying to be loud, that's
okay.
Why.
Okay. No, you're fine.
I had to put the GIMP back up.
Okay.
The dead get in the basement. Feeding times tomorrow.
Exactly.
No, the dead's cool, man.
Yeah, we like him.
I'm glad he finally called, man. Good call.
Great call.
Good call.
Any second now, I'll get the applause.
Look, there it is.
There it is. Slowly but surely. We have a very slow audience.
They're a tough audience, too. They've been busting my balls all night.
Yeah. Well, they're listening on delay. They're still, it's cold in here. Damn it. Is it cold in here?
No, I'm comfortable. All
right. I get really cold easily now. It's my diabetes.
Your sugar sickness.
Yeah, my sugar AIDS. All right, let's go back to Lonesome. I haven't paid attention to him for a while.
Oh, we have to call the 2-for-1 Asians.
That's right, 2-for-1 Asians.
You
got
to call that girl back, too. What's her name, Nikki?
Yeah,
Nikki.
We have to call Nikki.
We have to call Nikki.
Yeah.
We got to call Nikki next. So
Nikki. Well, Nikki, where was Nikki at the 99? No. She was
at... Yeah, that's where she was.
Beer house or something.
I thought she was at 99, the 99 bottles of beer.
Oh, Wasn't no wait, she was at the house. The that's Brandon's place, right? Wasn't it?
No, she definitely wasn't at the house.
That
she
was
at
the big tits. She's the one who did the promo.
Okay, yeah. Okay. She's at the 99 bottles of beer
yeah.
place.
Okay.
Well, that's what I said at first. Yeah.
No. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, well. So you want to call her back? Excuse me. You want to call her back now?
Yeah. Yeah. Do another game. Stupid game.
I don't know. I should call somebody else with the game. That's the only one I got here. You know, Signal must started that. Remember, we used to listen on Drew. They used to do that thing where you give him three words. Like they'd have the audience call in and say three words.
That was so gay.
Yeah, it never.
It's for like people with smart people with big vocabularies. It's better to just fuck with people. It's not trying to get them to say stuff.
Exactly.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, because the only good ones that they did was when they stray from that and they start actually talking to the people. That was the only time that was good. But anyway, we're boring everybody. I guess Lego's heading off for the night.
Later, Lego.
Hey, son of a bitch. You're a bastard. Oh. You're killing me, man.
Yeah. I was waiting for that gong. Shit.
Yeah, because I was wondering if he's gonna go.
I'm gonna gong you. Don't you? What do you? Well, you took out your gong, right?
No, I got it. What?
You can play gong if you have my permission. Go ahead, you can gong me.
All right, I'll do one. I'll do one here and after bit then. Keep it live, baby. All right.
Whatever. All right. Okay. Well, let's do a call. This is 19 Gina and 18 Lori who make a great tag team in Las Vegas. There's a 19 not an agency, blah, blah, blah. 100 all natural busty women.
Listen, I have to make an apology, Carlito.
What's that?
I wanted to suck your apology out of my dick.
All right.
Sorry about that.
I thought you had something like that. Well, thank you for the Arnold. Nice. What's up? See, the Pooh Bar Record Show. We tried to call that. I don't think anybody answered there. God, it's so dry. Excalibur Limousine. Let me try to call Excalibur Limousine in Beverly Hills.
All right. Yeah. See if Eddie's working tonight.
Man, you know what? It'd be cool if Billy called in and he could do one of his voices or something. Saying he's,
really?
You know, like the celebrity. You know, I got to pass
yeah.
it on.
Ozzy!
Yeah, Ozzy. All right, he does a decent Ozzy, yeah. All right, hang on, everybody.
It's Diamond Dave.
Let's
yeah,
try
Diamond
that.
Dave, yeah.
Be right back, everybody. Milkman, behave yourself. Talk us out of here, Milkman. Talk us to the beat.
All right, man, we're going to take a quick one right here. We'll be right back here. We're going to the Limousine Shack.
Rap, Milkman, rap.
Freestyle, Milkman, spit it.
Got a limo. I'm a pimple. Yeah, yeah.
A pimple.
I got a pimple on my ass cheek. It ain't sweet. It hurts so bad.
You have $1.
It looks like a doodad.
Sam, please enter your destination number now.
Oh, God, the crowd's threatening.
Who's I calling?
Excalibur.
Hey,
good evening. How are you doing?
Good.
Great. Hey, I need a... can I get a pickup, please?
Okay, Mr. Calling?
Yeah, this is Carlito. Carlito Brigante. I got
Carlito
Mr.
Brigante.
Yeah, Carlito Brigante. We've got Jack Valenti. He needs a ride. Do you know who Jack Valenti is?
No, sir.
Jack Valenti is a very powerful, influential man in the telemarketing industry.
All right.
And
how do you spell his last name?
Say what now, sir?
How do you spell his last name?
Valenti, V-A-L-E-N-T-I, Valenti.
Sir, is there a number I can call you right back at?
No. Well, you can call. I suppose. I really am down to my last few minutes here on the cell phone.
Yeah, you know what, because I actually had our numbers transferred to my phone. I need to call you from the office number.
How about I call you back there?
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
All right, then.
What's happening?
What the hell was that? I guess I had to call him back or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't call him back.
He's full of shit.
Yeah, that was a jerk.
It was an asshole.
Yeah, you have to call back irate now because you're still waiting to be picked up.
How dare you? I'm going to call back as Jack Valenti's when I'm going to do.
That's
that bastard. Yeah.
Requisite is going to take that from me, man. I'm Jack Valenti. Are you done with editing that yet, man? Milkman.
Yeah, it'll be done.
Are you done now?
Not now.
Man, you can't play the Jack Valenti call?
Won't hear you.
None of them? You don't have even one of them that works right now?
Nothing is. Hey, I have to render, okay? And I don't want to do. I don't want to try and render it on the air. If I render it on the air, I might go off.
Look, bastard. All right. Well, calm all down.
Right. I'm just telling you the truth.
All right.
You will get it. I promise. All right, and it'll be superior.
It's not just me. It's everybody asking for the show.
Everybody wants Jack Valenti call.
Yeah, you're letting.
It will be worth the wait, guys. If you already heard it the first time, it'll be better the second time.
I get lots of people.
Everything.
I get lots of people asking me, what the hell is wrong with Milkman? Milkman's a failure, one guy told me. This other guy said, is Milkman on tonight? I'm not going to listen.
Get the damn gong, damn.
Then this guy told me Prank Master molested a milkman. bastard. You're not allowed to gong me without permission, I said.
I thought you said gong you.
No, I never said. When did I say gong me? Where?
You did a little while ago. You said I could gong. Make up my mind then, damn it. All right.
Shut up.
Ow!
Good.
Damn! Don't
nice.
Bite my ass like that. Shit. Put your teeth. Take your teeth out.
This is so gay. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back in just one moment. 1 minute. Left. Whatever. Hang on, everybody. You got to rap again for us, Milkman.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to get everybody to dial off the bridge.
Kick it.
All right. I got my full skin. Two wins, yeah, gonna make this girl grin. She says you look like a dog dick tonight, yeah. Say, where you get the dog dick? Say, I grew it all by myself. And let my man Carlito hit your neck.
Will allow you to talk for
pick it up, Andy.
We hate rap music.
I do too.
Racist
That's why I did it.
We're rednecks.
Go for it.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jack Valenti.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Jack Valenti.
All right.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Can you copy it down?
I got that Valente.
No, Valenti with an I. Valenti.
L-I?
No, V-A-L-E.
Okay.
N-T-I. I'm all over the news. You should have heard of me. Jack Valenti.
Okay, sir.
I'm Jack Valenti. What kind of limos do you have for Jack Valenti?
For Jack Valenti?
Yes.
We personally only have the regular stretch town car.
Stretch town car? Jack Valenti's supposed to ride in a stretch town car? Wait. The guy with the $100,000 suit is going to ride in the stretch Lincoln town car. Wait. Jack Valenti. Wait. The guy with the shoes that cost more than your education is going to ride.
I go to Pierce College. So
whoa! Pierce College. $23 a unit?
Yeah, that's it.
So, is that the one that advertises after DeVry University and ITT?
Pretty much, that's the kind of school I go to, man.
Really? My shoes are worth more than that, and I'm gonna ride in that piece of crap vehicle. Come on, what do you have in a German model?
In a German model?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I have anything German, sir.
What do you drive yourself?
Myself, I drive a Korean car.
A Korean car?
Yes, sir.
What do you drive, a Kia?
A Hyundai.
A Hyundai?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Hyundai what, an Accent?
No, a Elantra.
An Elantra?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The guy with the $50,000 watch is going to get business from a boy who drives a Hyundai Elantra.
Broke the moment, boy.
Samoan. Why are all Samoans overweight?
Why are your head so big?
Only the ones that live in America, sir.
Why? Because they eat that fat food?
Yeah, we can afford the fat food. Back home, they can't afford it.
I'm Jack Valente, and I own many restaurants.
Coconut shit.
What restaurants do you own, sir?
Did you get my name, Jack Valente?
I got that, sir.
How do you spell that?
I got V-A-L-E-N-T-I.
How do you say Jack Valente in Samoan?
In Samoan?
Yes.
Siaki. Siaki Valente.
What did you just call me?
I just called you Jack Valente.
I'm Jack Valente.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Say my name.
Jack Valente. Siaki Valente.
Wait. The man who went to Harvard is going to take guff from a guy who goes to Pierce College. Wait. I don't have anything. What else can I say? Well, it's been a great conversation with you.
Promo from
yes, sir.
What?
Your promo?
I apologize, I couldn't have anything.
Can you please say, what is your name again, Matt? What is your name again?
My name is Matt, sir.
And you're with Excalibur Limousine?
Yes, sir.
Can you say you're listening to Madhouse Radio, please?
I'm listening to Madhouse Radio.
All right. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and we're listening to Madhouse Radio. And you drive a Hyundai Elantra. Say the man who drives the Hyundai Elantra is on Madhouse Radio. All right. Very much. Thank you very much. And don't feel bad. As long as you don't have an accent, you're okay with me.
I can't fit an accent.
I can't either. I can fit. Well, hey, you're in America, right? You're Samoan, so there it is. Brother. All right, then.
All right.
Later.
Yeah, what station is Madhouse Radio?
PCUradio.com. No,
come
no.
Check out your website.
MadhouseLive.com.
MadhouseLive.com.
Yes, sir. MadhouseLive.com.
Here's call. All
right.
We're on PCU Radio.
All right.
You have a good night.
Bye.
What?
Friendly Samoan.
Yeah, Samoans are generally
they're better athletes than black people, from what I understand.
Big damn heads.
Better athletes?
Yeah.
They're better wrestlers.
They're the best athletes of all people on the planet.
They're the best wrestlers?
No, best athletes, period. Like, they have, like, huge, like, hearts and lungs.
They got, like, a head as big as a
damn
pit bull.
Because they have a big nostrils in there, too, where they could suck in extra air.
Wow.
This is very important.
You need a snorkel.
Yeah. They got, like, hula hoops.
Man, I wish we should be able to call Samoa. Isn't there an American Samoa?
Yeah, Samoa is America.
There is.
Man, we need to
call. They play football there.
But I don't know if our car will reach here. We're going to have to use that gizmo numbers to call there.
Yeah, well. Time's 12:19. I guess we have enough time for maybe one or maybe two more calls. If you'd like to call in, get in a call before the show ends here pretty soon. You can dial in 888-278-8509. Oh. Here goes my voice again. 888-278-8509. All
right. That's right. All right. Call in right now and get your minutes on the air.
Right.
You turn the spotlight right here in the Madhouse. Live.
Thank you, Milkman. All right. What do we have left here we can call? 24 hour emergency adult room service?
It must be like just an Esquire.
An emergency?
Anytime.
I'm going to ask for
it's
a girl and tell her my emergency that I just shit the floor. Alright, a lot of towels. Let's try that. Vegas is always good for
They bring condoms or?
I don't know.
Or Coke?
I don't know. I hope so. That's the kind of emergency I'd have if I was in Vegas, more than likely. You can't fly with Coke, you know. I don't do Coke. Andy, would you fly with Coke?
No.
Yeah. What would you do if you went to Vegas and you needed Coke? It's pretty easy to get in Vegas.
No, I wouldn't go out there. Right. I get that.
Okay. All right, well.
Not from people who don't know. It's scary.
All right. Well, Milkman's burping back there. hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. Just one moment.
Yes, hello. Is this the 24-hour service?
Yes, it is. My name is Amy. I answer the phone for the entertainers. What's your name?
My name is Jack.
Hi, Jack. Are you in a hotel?
Yes, I am.
Where are you staying?
The Aladdin.
All right. I can call you right back from a private phone and tell you how our service works. Jack, what's the room number there I can reach you in?
I have an emergency, though.
You have an emergency?
Yes.
On a cell phone.
Yeah, what's your emergency?
This is my last quarter, first of all. Second of all, my emergency is...
Okay, first of all, phones cost more than 25 cents these days.
No, they don't.
You're calling me from your cell phone.
No, I'm not. What's my cell phone number?
7184871050.
What's my cell phone number?
7184871050.
That's not my number.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
You're busted.
Okay, how can I help you with your emergency?
I just shit the floor.
Okay, call your mama.
Why don't you call your mama?
You better.
You bitch.
Will you stroke me?
Please enter your destination number now.
I want to call her back, but she sounds like she's really like all busy.
Call Nikki now. It's time to call Nikki.
I can't get to that number quick enough.
505 beers on the wall, whatever the hell.
Too late. Too late, milkman. Too late.
I want Dr. Pepper, Daddy.
What the hell is Santa Barbara checker cab? Checker cab. Damn, about time.
Got a cab.
Hello. Ah. Hello.
Yes.
Cab service.
Yes.
I have an embarrassing situation. I'm here at the office still, and I can't drive home. Hey, can
hey,
you?
Where are you?
Huh?
What are you? What's your address?
I don't know exactly. That's a good question. What
find
address?
Find the address you want to call.
Oh, I know where I am. I'm
okay,
in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara Boulevard?
California.
Hello, sir.
What's the block number?
Look, stop joking around with me. The 208 building.
Shit. I was just going to say, let's do an asshat hour with this guy. He sounded like he would be an asshatter.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah. They don't play those asshatters, man. Fuck them. Asshatters. Well,
do an asshat minute.
We're fostering peace right now. Hang on. Let me get the asshat hour. That's a good that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I forgot which one it is out of these two. I think it's this one. Oh, you can't even hear it.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ask that for everybody. For the beer. What is this?
Bring your own ass hat.
For the beer bellies.
All
bar
can join in.
The number is 2.
Beer bellies.
Beer bellies bar.
Yes.
Look, do me a favor, please. Do me a favor,
yes.
Please.
Yes?
You're getting a little loud.
Huh?
Who is this?
He knows.
Who's this?
I asked first.
Well, I asked second, and you called me.
This is Carlito.
Hi, Nikki.
Carlito?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up, Carlito? What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. What do you have on tap right now?
On tap, you want domestic or ale?
Ales.
Ale, we got Killian's Red, we got Newcastle, we got Guinness, we got Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, we got Amber Bock, and we got Fat Tire.
We have what fire?
Fat Tire?
Fat Tire.
Or is it flat? Is it called flat? No, it's fat. F-A-T.
Flat?
Fat Fire.
Fat.
Flat? Fat?
Yeah, you know, like big fat.
Right. Hey,
fat
well,
fire?
Listen, ma'am, you're on the Madhouse Radio Show, and we're broadcasting live on PCU right now. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Colleen.
Colleen, well, thank you for being on the air.
All right.
We have a game we're playing tonight. And if you could please say, where am I calling? This is the Beer Bellies Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
And can you say the Beer Bellies Bar and Grill is on the Madhouse?
What's that?
Can you please say the Beer Bellies Bar and Grill is on the Madhouse?
Right now?
Yes.
Beer Bellies Bar and Grill is on the Madhouse!
Great. Thank you very much.
Yay!
And, we have a game we're playing. Do you have time to play?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
All right. I'm thinking of a word, and you have three guesses to guess the word.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah?
20 seconds! Go.
I just gotta guess right now, anything?
5 seconds.
Go, the word is stop, go.
Stop, go.
I don't know.
Wrong.
You need to give me a clue.
Now you want a clue too, huh?
There's a million trillion words.
All right, you get one yes. You get one yes or no question. You get two of these. They're called power clues, and you can only use them between rounds. Would you like to use a power clue now?
Yep.
Power clue. You have 5 seconds. 10 seconds. Go
ahead.
What's
the clue?
You asked me a yes or no question about the word.
Oh, I ask you a question.
You're almost out of time. Your 5 seconds is almost up.
Person, place, or thing? Yes or no? I don't know. I give up. What is it?
You get two more choices. You're not going to win the prize. You're not being serious.
Okay, so I get to ask you a question, yes or no question?
Yes.
Is it food?
No, it is not
animal?
Food.
Animal?
You only get one.
Oh.
You're this close to being disqualified.
Come on, Colleen.
I give up. I don't know what it is.
Colleen,
I have no clue.
You get one more guess starting now. Guess number two.
Football. It's football.
No. Not football. I tell you what. It would be something that I would order if I was at your bar.
Beer.
5 seconds.
Beer. Wine.
No.
Vodka.
Keep going.
Food.
Keep going.
Hamburger.
No.
Sierra Nevada Pale.
That's time. Well, I'm sorry you don't win. The correct answer was vodka. Vodka, everybody.
I did say vodka.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When did you say vodka?
I said vodka when I was cleaning up all the drinks.
We'll have to roll that tape.
You better roll it back.
Well, hang on. Let's roll the tape. Hang on. Andy, can you get the tape?
Sure, hold on.
Call the instant replay.
We're getting the instant replay here. Just 1 second. See if I can get it.
Good. Oh, I ask you. Can you
hold on 1 second? Almost out of time. Your 5 seconds is almost up.
Person, place, or thing? Yes or no? I don't know.
Oh.
I give up. What is it?
You get two more choices. You're not going to win the prize.
Hello?
Okay. No, we replayed it, and no, you did not say vodka.
I didn't say it?
No.
Oh,
you said latka or something called vodka with like a B. A hard vowel.
I said vodka.
No, well, I'm sorry. We're not. I get to keep this prize now.
That's all right. Go ahead, keep it for yourself. It's all good. I ain't mad at you.
$2,000! Yay!
You fucking.
Yay! All right.
What station is this?
I told you PCU. What?
PCU. Do we even get that station?
Yeah. The whole world gets it.
PCU. What's the numbers?
Yeah. PCU.
PCU.
Yeah, PCU.
Call Underground Radio.
On the radio, it's BCU?
Yes, PCU.
There ain't no letters on the radio. What are you talking about?
Yes, they are now. You have to have the new hi-fi.
Digital radios.
Digital hi-fi FM radio.
Internet connection.
Oh, it's XM?
No, not XM. No, fuck, that's
Internet,
Clue Channel.
Baby.
Fuck that. No. All right.
You guys just randomly calling places or what?
Yeah, you know, we call. We have a phone book here, you know.
We talked to Nikki earlier. We like her.
All right, well...
Is Nikki there? Can we talk to Nikki?
Who?
Nikki.
Nikki?
Yeah.
No, there's no Nikki here.
Brenda?
There's no Brenda.
Julie?
Sissy?
No.
Sissy? Are they...
Is Miguel? You want to talk to Miguel?
Yeah, Miguel.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Mila.
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 Huh?
Mila.
Hola,
hola. Mira, Miguel.
¿Qué pasó?
¡Ey, hijo puta!
¿Eh?
¡Ey, hijo puta!
¿Eres una puta?
Your mother's a puta.
Mira, pato.
¿Sí?
Yeah, fuck you, man. Speak English.
Mira, pato.
¿La mujer de quién?
Speak English, Mexican.
What's that? What is that?
I say speak English.
Speak English?
Yes.
What is speak English?
What is your social security number?
Huh?
Speak English.
English?
Why you? English.
Why you card no green?
Brenda.
Are you the cook?
No.
Dishwasher.
Habla inglés?
Sí, poquito.
Habla, now, speak now.
Okay, what do you need?
I have a question. What do you do there?
Need?
What are you doing there?
Huh?
What are you doing there?
Not a whole lot, drinking beer. You?
Drinking beer?
Yeah.
Did you see the cars there in the parking lot?
What's that?
Did you see the cars in the parking lot?
The cars in the parking lot?
Yeah. Did you scope them out?
Buy them or what?
Did you scope them out?
Who wants you to steal one?
Did you scope them out, see which one would be easiest to steal?
Yeah, I want you to take my truck.
Well, you got
someone... Can we do it open for you?
You gonna take a truck?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, okay.
It's fully insured.
Okay, good. Well, you got... All right,
come in, I'll give you the keys.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
fine, all right.
Ragger
Ford. I'll be waiting for you.
I thought you only spoke a little bit of English.
I speak a lot of languages, my friend.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ask for the owner.
Yeah, you speak Mexican?
Anytime, come on. I'll wait for you.
You got a problem?
I got a lot of problems.
Yeah?
You got beef.
How many do you have?
Well, I mean, have you heard of Proposition 187?
Huh?
Have you heard of Proposition 187?
Proposition 187?
Yes.
Have you heard of Proposition Suck My Dick?
I don't know. You want?
No? You want to try it?
Why don't you try it?
No, because you want to.
No, I don't. I didn't say that.
No, because I think white people like to do that.
I'm not white, son of a bitch. My name is Carlito.
Carlito,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I'm from Venezuela.
From Venezuela?
Yes, Bogota. Bogota.
Come over here. What a Mexican can do.
I'm from Bogota. You know what a Mexican can do? Steal.
That's what we call Mexican, motherfucker. Mexican
are the lapdog of America.
Yeah.
You're American.
Come on down, my friend. You're bored.
You are
talk to you.
Yes. All right.
I'll give you what you need.
Do you like donkey shows?
Whatever you need, my friend.
Well, now you're being gay.
Whatever you need, I got.
I think you're getting gay.
Ask
with
for
me.
The owner.
Come on down.
Could you put the owner on the phone?
You talk too much.
Hey, man, don't get rude to me.
No, rude.
I'm dangerous. I'm not.
Friendly. Me and you, friendly.
Very friendly. Better, because I'll punch you in the mouth.
You sound friendly.
Oh, no. You don't say that, friend?
Yeah, I'll kick you in the balls.
You will?
Yeah.
You're a mean motherfucker, aren't you?
I'll steal your beer.
Oh, you're a mean motherfucker, aren't
you? What are you drinking, Corona?
Whatever you want. Come on down.
What are you drinking?
For free.
What are you drinking?
We're drinking everything.
Are you drinking Corona or Dos Equis?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
All right, pass Blue Ribbon.
Come on down, brother.
All right, brother.
Andale, chico.
All right.
Andale, que vente.
Orale, pues.
Okay.
Can you say orale, pues?
Come on down.
Can you say orale, pues?
Orale, pues, güey. Like that?
Yeah, can you say chingo mi madre?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Chinga tu madre.
Que es vinagre?
Yeah.
You do it for me in Spanish.
You're a cholo.
Botita de vinagre.
You're a cholo.
No, I'm a cholo. I'm Mexican. I'm a hardworking Mexican.
Que cholo.
Come on down. If you're bored, come on down.
All right. Can you get the phone to the other person, please?
No, I don't have time for you, my friend.
Well, this is
call
not...
somebody else.
I call the shots here.
I'm done, my friend.
All right, you
come
Mexican.
I'll talk to you in person.
You lazy Mexican.
Okay,
all
I'll
right.
be waiting for you here.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Lazy.
Grease up your ass, beaner.
Yeah, beaner.
You made a new friend.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. What was Miguel?
Cholo.
Yeah, I don't know. We kept getting, like, bars just put people on the line. They're just eating and stuff. Or not
they're
eating,
always
but
cool
just,
for that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, here, good, this guy.
Yeah, I'll fuck out here. You talk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my back's hurting, and I'm getting ready to call it a night, to be honest with you.
Good night.
12:30. Good show, right? What do you think?
Rapid.
Very rapid.
Hey,
show,
man,
right?
Listen, how many hours were net left on that card? You probably used about an hour and a half of calls, dude.
Yeah, actually, yeah. They're pretty good.
We got a lot of time in.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of material for archiving, and I'll take care of that. Milkman, do you think you can get that to me tonight? You think you can get that to me tonight?
I will get it to you as soon as it gets done, either tonight or in the morning, okay?
All right. Okay, because I want to add right, that to the...
I will get it to you and all of our dedicated listeners out there. I want to thank so much for stopping by and partying in the madhouse.
What the hell is this? A Samoan boy said, are you going to...
Wow, he got with us already.
Yeah.
He went on to the
really?
Yeah, it must be, right? You gave him the website.
He probably figured it out already.
Yeah, he's a genius.
And what's up? Wow, the Samoan guy we prank called or...
Yeah.
Prank called? Yeah, he's already contacting me, man.
He is? Oh, my God, on air?
Yeah. That's crazy. Look at that.
He could be our... A correspondent in Samoa.
Yeah, they're a Samoan correspondent.
Oh, I he spelled right. He spelled boy B-O-I. That's kind of gay.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is, I think. Isn't that generally that?
Boy.
Yeah, that's the hood stuff.
This is pretty cool. Well, anyway.
We'll have to have call him back and include him in a call sometime.
Yeah, most of maybe
we should make a notation of where he worked. He worked at Excalibur, right?
Excalibur?
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. He was the Samoan guy that worked at Excalibur,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he wouldn't come and pick up Jack Valenti and $50,000
watch. Exactly. Well, that's cool. We made a new friend. Maybe he'll spread the word.
Mr. Brigante.
Brigante. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what
fuck that up. Damn it. Okay, well, good.
Give him the PCU stream.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I think he's got to have it. If he's in my site, if he figured out how to get a hold of me on AOL as a messenger, he's there. Yeah.
He's a genius.
He's smart. He's the smartest person we ever prank called. All right, everybody.
I'm serious.
All right, well, Milkman, thank you very much for being on tonight.
All right, I want to thank you all very much for giving me the opportunity to be here in the madhouse.
Yeah.
We sure do love you, PCU. Right, thanks a lot. Peace, brothers.
Thank you. Andy, thank you very much.
No problem.
Andy.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, we want to thank everyone who participated. Dr. Lego called in today. Refresh my memory. We Dr. Lego.
Brandon is his birthday.
Brandon's
Lego,
birthday.
Juke.
Prankmaster Juke.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brandon Vega.
The dad. The highlight of the show.
The dad was definitely a highlight of the show.
Yeah.
That was great. All right. And,
peace to you, Zolar.
Zolar, yeah, thank you. KDK, also thank you, of course, for everything you provide, as well as Dr. Lego. Lonesome Loser, you always come through with numbers. Thank you very much. Prankmaster did the same, of course. Good to see him back. And all the regulars in the chat room, thank you very much. Be sure to stay tuned for more prank calls here on PCU. You can also hear Zolar tomorrow night at 10 p.m. He said he's going to have somebody. Who did he say he's going to have? Some kind of DJ. He said something. He's got some kind of guest tomorrow. I forgot what it was. He tried to
I
call
don't know.
In.
He tried dirty ass Butterface or something.
Yeah,
shit
Butterface.
Like that.
I don't know. He tried to call in, but I was with Lego and we never got through. So
somebody's trying to send in a last number here.
A last number, dude. I gotta go for it now. What's the number we're getting?
All right. I don't know. It's coming from the dead, but I'm going to tell him we're signing out. The dead, right. Thanks a lot, though, brother.
Yeah.
We'll do it next time.
Yeah, exactly. The dead, we'll take care of that. And, what was I saying here? KDK's on Saturday at 10 o'clock, right?
He sent the number anyway.
All right, well, we'll hold on to it, man. Hold on to it. Send it to me, and I'll get it next week.
All right.
KDK, Lunatic Fringe is on Saturday at 10. Sean Ward, I don't know if he's going to be on again. He was out of town the last 2 weeks, but if you listen, I assure you, if Sean Ward isn't on, I'm sure someone is going to be on, because last week, Sunday,
he'll
that
be,
was insane.
He'll be on eventually, and it'll be worth it when he gets on.
Yeah, he does a good show, yeah. And Billy Mira will be on, along with Dr. Lego, on Monday night at 8 p.m. with friends of Bill M. and KDK. Rec Lude starts Tuesday as well. Rec Lude's Tuesday night.
What about hand job?
The hand
that sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, exactly. He's a friend of the Madhouse. He's a regular caller, and is and he does good stuff. He does good calls, so be sure to listen Tuesday to Rec Lude's first show. I guess he's going to probably start 9, 10, I guess, something like that. I don't know. And go to KDK Prank Calls to keep up with that, and go to madhouselive.com. Anyway, that's going to be it for now. Everybody, thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you here next week. Be sure to keep listening. And thank you, as always, for everything you do. It's been a pleasure. Let me get some outro. This always takes me so long to do. Dang it. It's so anticlimactic, isn't it?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I gotta organize. All right. Thank you again, everybody, and
why PCU? I don't want you to go. You're part of me in a non-gay sexual way. I love you, Ellie. Don't go. I need a hand job.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.